breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's an about-face for the Clintons. Bill and Hillary Clinton now say they will testify in a House investigation focusing on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Bill Clinton's deputy chief of staff confirmed the news on social media, writing, "The former president and former secretary of state will be there." It comes days before the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives was expected to vote to hold both Clintons in criminal contempt over their months-long resistance. The House Oversight Committee, led by Republicans, approved the measure to hold the Clintons in contempt late last month with the support of several Democrats.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. We're expecting a House vote today on a funding package to end the partial government shutdown. President Trump urges lawmakers to pass a funding bill without delay.
The president said there can be no changes in the spending package at this time, and he's seeking support from all Republicans and Democrats. He wrote online that we need to get the government open. House members must pass the Senate-approved measure in order to end the partial government shutdown, but there's pushback from lawmakers in both parties.
The government, except for the Department of Homeland Security, would be funded through the end of September. DHS would get 2 weeks' worth of funding while lawmakers consider ICE reforms. The president is talking about his big plans for the Kennedy Center.
We're going to have all brand new air conditioning, heating. The steel will all be checked out because it'll be fully exposed. You know, it's been up for a long time.
The Washington Cultural Mecca will be closed to renovations for a couple of years starting on July 4th. The Kennedy Center opened back in 71. Elon Musk is joining his space exploration venture and his artificial intelligence business into a single company. The move comes in advance of a public offering expected later this year. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures down 6. Townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a broken down vehicle right at the end of the ramp from Kane Street to take you south on the 95. There's room to get by, at least right now. They have their flashers on, but it is right at the end of the ramp. So just a heads up for that. The main line of 95 is having no problems at all. Within the last 20 minutes, we cleared a wreck that was on 95 southbound coming into Harford County. It was on the south end of the Tidings Bridge. And within the last 20 minutes, they cleared the roadway and everything should be back to normal now for the traffic southbound through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today with high temperatures finally back above freezing and in the upper 30s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight, so some light snow expected late tonight through early Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
19 degrees in White Marsh and 19 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Several Baltimore area school systems will again operate on a delay due to icy conditions. Schools in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Howard counties will be opening on a two-hour delay. In some areas, safety concerns remain with large piles of snow blocking bus stops, sidewalks, and vehicle travel lanes, creating hazardous conditions. Meanwhile, parts of central Maryland could be dealing with some light snow beginning late tonight, but it should end before Wednesday morning's commute. Emergency repairs on two commercial runways led to a ground stop at BWI Airport Monday. The FAA issued the ground stop at around 4:30 p.m. so the airport's maintenance team could fix the pavement issues. The repair work was completed in the 6 o'clock hour, and the airport returned to normal operations. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 693. The Pick 4, 6523. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, Jesse Minter's staff starting to take shape in Baltimore over the weekend. Declan Doyle was hired as the offensive coordinator yesterday. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting the Ravens will hire Anthony Weaver to be their defensive coordinator. Weaver, 45 years of age, was originally drafted by the Ravens in 2002 and played defensive end for 4 seasons in Baltimore. Returned to the Ravens in 21 as John Harbaugh's D-line coach and assistant head coach, but left for Miami when Harbaugh hired Zach Orr as his DC. Weaver was a play caller last year for the Dolphins, but he won't be here in Baltimore. Meanwhile, flag football for you tonight, if you're so inclined. It's called the NFL Pro Bowl. 6 Ravens will participate, including Kyle Hamilton, Patrick Ricard, and Zay Flowers. On the ice last night in D.C., Caps trying to build off that huge comeback win Saturday against Carolina.
Ethan Frank feeds. Sandin, great look. One more pass.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental, and the good people in this case is Nick Dowd, pushing it off the post and in, giving the Caps a 2-goal cushion midway through the third on their way to a 4-1 win last night in D.C. Clay Stevenson once again in goal for the Caps, turning aside 29 shots. Coming up in 30 minutes, pitchers and catchers are now just 7 days away. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, February the 3rd, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this hour, California fraud leads the nation. 20% of all fraud for home health care billing is in California. Maryland House passes the governor's redistricting bill, and it also looks like they're very close on eliminating 287G in the House. Our top story here today is locally Baltimore County Council in a closely contested decision. approved what they're calling the Trust Act by a 4-3 vote. And this measure limits local law enforcement's cooperation with ICE. I would imagine Border Patrol. It says anything with federal immigration, anything to do with federal immigration. The act, which prohibits the county from inquiring about individuals' immigration status, in most cases, obviously has been a focal point for these immigration, they say immigration rights. These are open borders, reconquistas, demanding local politicians cease assisting federal immigration officers, even if they're in the pursuit of a murderous rapist. They're not to help. So, you know, they're calling it the Trust Act. It really is the mistrust or distrust act of federal government, of federal law enforcement, and in large part, a distrust of you, the people that elect these clowns to the Baltimore County Council. We'll start with Izzy Patoka, last night's county council meeting. He wants to be your next county executive. Keep this in mind.
We have an administration right now that has no compassion, has no empathy. We have to be as strong as we can. We have to push back as hard as we can, just like folks are doing in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's incitement. Push back just as hard as they're doing in Minneapolis. Get out there, protest, get in ICE agents' faces, Border Patrol agents' faces, interfere, obstruct. They found an anti-ICE manual in Minnesota schools. And that's what Izzy Patoka is advocating here in Maryland. Why? We know why. This is the future. This is the base of the Democrat Party in Maryland and the rest of the country. And, of course, he went off on ICE last night as well.
I think it's in response to, one, the way ICE behaves in terms of when they engage in a jurisdiction. And also we're trying to ensure to limit our county agencies' activities with ICE.
If you're concerned about ICE's behavior, then cooperate.
Exactly.
Cooperate. Bring them into the jailhouse. If you have people that are in there that have been accused murderers or convicted of murder, rape, pedophile, kidnapping, whatever the crime is, then call ICE up, hold them until ICE gets there, and let them take care of it. That way they don't release back into the community, and then we have all these ICE raids, and you put the public in greater jeopardy. But, of course, they're too... Again, the Democrat Party has lost their soul. They really have. And all they care about is retaining power and controlling the vote. And the two big guns here, Patoka and Julian Jones, who also wants to be your Baltimore County executive, keep that in mind.
Baltimore County did sign a memorandum of understanding with ICE. I don't agree with that letter of cooperation. And some things are worth fighting for. There has been the talk of this big number that might be at risk, but I think it's a scare tactic.
I want to make it absolutely clear that I stand with the immigrant community.
Yeah. Notice how they lump it all in, illegal aliens with the immigrant community. That's Julian Jones. But back to Patoka for just a second. Some things are worth fighting for. What about fighting for your constituents? What about fighting for the people that you should be protecting? We've had all sorts of stories about MS-13 gangbangers that were in school, remember, in classrooms. Here in Baltimore County, there have been murders committed by MS-13 gangbangers in Baltimore County. I mean, you can't even get the damn snow off the streets, okay? And now you're gonna interfere with federal law enforcement when it comes to immigration. These are absolute clowns that want to be your next county executive. We're going to talk to a real guy tomorrow. Pat Dyer is going to be here tomorrow, who's running for Baltimore County Executive. So we'll get Pat's thoughts on this as well as yours right now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
The state police say they might have a wreck here in 95 northbound in Howard County. The report is near 216. I'm looking at the camera at 216. I've been looking up at Route 32. Look a little bit further back at 198. If it's there, it's not causing a problem right now. So we'll see. Apparently, a tractor-trailer involved. That's all the information we have right now. So keeping an eye on the northbound side more than anything else. And we'll let you know if we find anything else. That broken-down vehicle right at the end of the ramp from Kane Street to I-95 South. Not a big deal. He's in a painted out area, well off to the right-hand side. Both the tunnels are running free and clear right now, and we're doing okay with the lanes open and the early buildups just beginning on the west side beltway from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 30s. When's the last time we saw the upper 30s? Wow, we're having a heat wave, tropical heat wave. Tonight, possibility of snow. Lows in the 20s, snow accumulation, just about a dusting, maybe half inch. It's not going to be a big deal, or so they say.
So they say. So snowing in Pennsylvania right now.
Oh, thank you very much. It's wintertime, you know?
I know. What the hell are you going to do?
Exactly. We just got to deal with it.
Think about this. When it's July the 15th, and it's hotter than a foot blister, and somebody says, it's too hot, punch them right in the mouth.
What would you rather have, extreme heat or extreme cold?
Heat.
Yeah.
I think everybody always get cooled off in the heat.
Yeah,
you can't warm up when it's 5 degrees.
Right, and also, did you know it takes more energy to heat a home or building than it does to cool it?
Of course.
Yeah, and that's why the bills are so high, as they say right now. All right, it is time for some one-liner news for you here today. The White House announced that the Kennedy Center will close for 2 years for renovations, and I would think the first thing is you remove all the seats in the venue. That way it can be really standing room only. Trump says he's going to renovate the whole thing. He says it's just fallen down. It's dilapidated.
That's old.
Yeah, yeah.
Been there a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Puxy Tony Phil saw his shadow yesterday, indicating 6 more weeks of winter.
Now on this February 2nd, Puxy Tony Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of all prognosticators, was awakened from his wintry nap at dawn on Gobbler's Knob. We look to the future and not just the past. So I suppose this party could use a forecast. It is my job this February 2 to look to the skies and report back to you that there is a shadow here on my ground. 6 more weeks of winter abound!
Maggie, you've ever been to Gobbler's Knob?
I can honestly say I've never been there.
Because you're really into
There's
all these
There's a train in Strasburg
tourists,
called Gobbler's Knob.
All these tourist spots in Pennsylvania, you visit them on a regular basis.
Well, I love it very much there. Mm-hmm.
That was a code name for Browns, by the way.
Wait a minute. I think I've discovered this whole thing is BS. The Punxsutawney Phil. Let's do the math on this, okay? 6 weeks from Groundhog Day is March 16th. Mm-hmm. Spring doesn't officially begin until March the 20th.
Right. It's the 20th
so,
or 21st on some.
6 more weeks of winter is still technically in early spring.
Uh-huh. Or totally accurate according to, you know.
Yeah.
It's a con.
Yeah, it is a con.
It's
I think
a
it's
way
all,
for the hotels to make money.
Forget about Bad Bunny. I think we have Bad Groundhog here.
Bad Bunny. You going to watch him? You going to watch Bunny? Yeah.
No.
Who
the... Well, who the hell's going to watch that?
There's an alternative halftime. Turning Point USA is sponsoring it with Kid Rock and Brantley Gilbert, a bunch of people.
Called All-American Halftime Show.
Right. Yay! Marathon.
That would be it.
Very cold in Florida. So cold the Miami Heat. Now have to turn on the actual heat in the arena before they play a basketball game.
You know, I didn't realize until yesterday they brought up the news about the lizards falling out of the trees.
I was just going to say that, Chuck. And did you get hit by a lizard?
Yes. And they actually have to euthanize them.
Oh.
Because it's been so cold, they will not come back.
Oh.
If it's just a day or a couple of hours, they're fine. But there's a lot of them they had to kill yesterday.
Gives a whole new meaning to the term lizard droppings, doesn't it?
Yeah.
One of those things hit you in the head, you would know it.
New England Patriots are 4.5-point underdogs to the Seahawks early Super Bowl betting. 4.5 is also the over-under how many words the average American will understand when Bad Bunny sings.
Right.
Because he's going to be beloved in Spanish lingo.
Mm-hmm. Kind of ironic that he won a Grammy just ahead of this, too.
Yeah, we have some Grammy virtue signaling coming up a little later on in the show. Life expectancy in the U.S. has reached an all-time high. A person born in 2024 can expect to live to the ripe old age of 79, which is just long enough to pay off your student debt.
Right.
You know, just unbelievable. Today is February 3rd. This is the day that the music died.
To the day the music died, I started singing bye-bye, Mr.
So the day the music died, it appears the anniversary of the day that three of the best up-and-coming American rock and roll musicians were killed in a plane crash in 1959. Can you name them?
Buddy Holly and Richard Valens. Big Bopper, right.
Yep. J.P. Richardson.
And he switched seats because somebody had a cold. Somebody switched seats and...
Waylon Jennings.
Richie Valens was sick.
He was supposed to be on that plane, and Buddy Holly was just an incredible, way before his time, great performer. We lost another one last night. Chuck Negron, who was one of the founding members of Three Dog Night, passed away.
Easy to become. Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. I've got pieces of April. It's a morning in May. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Just an amazing group. They had a lot of hits, a lot of charted hits, and the just one original member of the Three Dog Night remains. Corey Wells died about 10 years ago. Chuck Negron yesterday. And, of course, Danny Hutton is the sole survivor of the original group of Three Dog Night, which, by the way, they were still touring.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow. So, Out in the Country, great song. That was
good. Yeah, they had some really good ones. They had some stinkers, but they had some really good ones as well. All right, we're off and running here this morning. Chuck, seeing a couple. It is 6:21, and your thoughts on the Trust Act. We'll hear that Baltimore County might be losing some federal funding as a result of the Trust Act, which passed last night along party lines 4-3. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Just a reminder, compromise is defined as an agreement that's reached by making concessions. That said, conservatives will always lose when compromising with liberals, whether in religion or politics. Any Bible-believing Christian who compromises on any of the fundamental tenets of our faith is falling away from the truth and joining other apostates under the big tent of ecumenism. When a true believer joins forces with a non-believer, the non-believer doesn't lose anything, but the true Christian is just watered down his faith. It's the same in the political world. Progressives don't lose anything when conservatives compromise in an effort to be bipartisan. Progressives remain progressive while Republicans become rhinos. In fact, anything to the left of the Constitution is a compromise to the liberty and freedoms granted to us here in America by our Creator. Compromise is a losing endeavor. At risk politically is our nation. At risk spiritually is your eternal salvation. Neither is a risk I'm willing to take. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBS and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the freeze Tuesday morning rush hour. Once again with the update, here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, state police said they checked and cleared that report of an accident northbound 95 around 216. Again, we didn't see anything at all. Went up and down the road several different areas. And now they say they've checked the investigation and they've cleared it. So we're good to go. We're looking live now at the Severn River Bridge and all is well. Three lanes right through there on the westbound side over towards I-97. And I-97 is clear. The main span at the Bay Bridge, three lanes west, two lanes east. Conditions are fine right now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. Highs in the upper 30s.
Tonight, a possibility of snow with lows in the 20s. Snow accumulation could be a dusting, you know, about a half inch or so to maybe an inch. And so right now we're looking at, well, it's a little bit chilly, as we knew overnight it would be. 19 in Columbia, 20 in Owings Mills. We're talking about the Baltimore County Council passing the Trust Act last night. Four Democrats, and they are Izzy Patoka, Julian Jones, Pat Young, who all want to be your next county executive, and Mike Ertel, all voting in favor of allowing criminal illegal aliens to run free among us in the community of Baltimore County. And, you know, you might say, well, why do, if I'm in Howard County, why do I care? Or if I'm in Carroll County or Harford County? Because if they're allowed to run free here, then, you know, they're not going to stop at the county line. Okay? They'll be in Howard County. They'll be on all these areas. And this is all being done because of the overreaction by the Democrat Party. And again, remember, it was the Democrats with Joe Biden, these open border reconquistas that allowed millions of illegal aliens to pour across our poor southern border with Chairman Joe and, again, the rest of the individuals in the Biden regime and the Biden administration. And they came in, and many of them were criminals. They did open up their insane asylums and their mental institutions and their jails and allowed them to come up through the Darien Gap and through Mexico and so on and so forth. They didn't want them in their own country, so get them out of here. Let them come to the United States, and they did. And so they were allowed to, and remember, some of them were flown in by Joe Biden into some of our areas. And Maryland has become a magnet for illegal aliens. We have over 250,000 to 300,000 estimated illegal aliens in. And again, I have no idea what percentage of them are criminals, but we do know that a couple of Maryland women, Kayla Hamilton, Rachel Moore, and actually three, Dakara Thompson, Prince George's County, all brutally murdered by illegal aliens. They were welcomed here. Under these, and Maryland can claim it's not a sanctuary state, but it is. And Baltimore County can claim it's not a sanctuary county, but it is. And this only makes matters worse.
I mean, how do people feel about being an experiment? Because that's what we are right now. We're an experiment here in the state of Maryland, just like Minneapolis. And we saw how that ended. It's not ending well. And you can see in Memphis, Tennessee, that it's doing well. The ICE operations are doing well in Memphis, Tennessee, and other states. But in Minneapolis, it isn't. Why? Because they have the laws of that they didn't want ICE to come into their jail system.
You're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought up Tennessee, Michelle, because I have some statistics here. The Office of the Tennessee District Attorney's General Conference has released its annual state report on immigration. That in 2025, illegal aliens committed over 2,000 violent offenses. Here's the breakdown. 41 murders, nearly 1,600 assaults, 145 sexual offenses, 11 child rapes, 40 aggravated kidnappings, nearly 3,000 DUIs, 5,300 cases of driving without a license or on suspended or revoked licenses, nearly 1,000 carjackings, 36 felony firearms offenses, 66 assaults on police or first responders, and on and on. This is just one state. In the state of Tennessee, I'd love to see the statistics for Maryland, but again, there's no transparency on part of the governor or anybody else or the Democrats running this joint with their supermajority. Something else that's at risk here is going to lose federal funding with the so-called Trust Act, which was approved last night. Here's Tim Faisenbaker. He's running for Baltimore County Council.
The federal administration has made it very clear any types of law that are hindering the ability for the federal government and ICE or DHS to actually do their job, like this bill would actually cause the federal government to put us in a sanctuary status, and we would lose our funding.
Yeah. So, again, and that funding could be used on any number of things. For public safety, for recruitment of more police officers, for, again, upgrading 911 system. I mean, you know, any number of things. Again, you lose your federal funding. And look, Baltimore County deserves to lose federal funding if they're not going to. And they love working with the feds and everything else but immigration because it's near and dear to their heart. I'm okay with legal immigration. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. It's the illegal stuff that we need to get rid of.
Bingo.
629, Vinny Steele's your home sold guarantee realtor. And Vinny has got this guarantee because he's got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers who are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now, today, even before it hits the open market or the MLS. They get the eyeballs on your property. And sometimes when you list with, once you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. When you list with Vinny, your home is sold, you don't even know it. He'll have to call you up. Oh, by the way, your home just sold, okay, in the middle of the night or whatever the case may be. But look, here's what you do. You call up Vinny. He comes out. You talk about asking price, time frame, et cetera. And once you agree and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's that simple. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or you can log online, vinnysteele.com. Coming up next, the Maryland House passes the governor's redistricting bill at 6:30. Time for News Headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Several Baltimore-area school systems will again operate on a delay due to icy conditions. Schools in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Howard counties will be opening on a two-hour delay. In some areas, safety concerns remain with large piles of snow blocking bus stops, sidewalks, and vehicle travel lanes, creating hazardous conditions. Meanwhile, parts of central Maryland could be dealing with some light snow beginning late tonight, but it should end before Wednesday morning's commute. And Maryland's House of Delegates has approved a new congressional map. The map approved by the Redistricting Advisory Commission last month includes the expansion of the 1st District from the Eastern Shore into Anne Arundel and Howard counties. Andy Harris, Maryland's only Republican in Congress, represents the 1st District. House delegates debated the redistricting measure for several hours before passing it on a 99-73 vote. The measure now heads to the state Senate, where its passage is in doubt. In addition to Republicans, some Democrats, including Senate President Bill Ferguson, have also spoken out against mid-cycle redistricting. And a Baltimore County man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for carjacking and kidnapping. In June of 2024, a federal jury in Baltimore found Dante Stanley and a co-defendant guilty in a scheme to pose as police to kidnap and torture victims they wanted to rob. Stanley was convicted in one of the incidents involving a woman who worked at a check cashing store near the Reisterstown Road Plaza. Stanley maintains his innocence, and his attorney tells WJZ-TV that he plans to appeal. In December, co-defendant Dennis Hairston was sentenced to 40 years behind bars. And Fox 45 reports that a Baltimore City high school basketball coach has been arrested on felony drug distribution and possession charges. 6:32 on Casey & Company, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem on 95 in the city. The exit ramp from 95 south to O'Donnell Street is closed right now. We see a tractor-trailer involved, a couple other vehicles there on the ramp. So you cannot exit from 95 to O'Donnell Street. The next one down is the Keith Avenue ramp. So the local traffic, you know you're going to be in that area over on the southeast side of the city. You have the option of going straight ahead. You really don't have much choice. When you get to O'Donnell Street, you take the Keith Avenue ramp. You could exit before this wreck at Eastern Avenue and then work your way through that local area from there. There is a backup now starting to build on 95 coming around the curve from the Eastern Avenue ramp. The straight ahead traffic to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, just stay to the center and the left-hand side as you're going by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today with high temperatures finally back above freezing and in the upper 30s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight, so some light snow expected late tonight through early Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is what to know about the Ravens' new D.C., Anthony Weaver, who will work under Jesse Minter in Baltimore. The pairing would be to spark a defensive resurgence after the Ravens ranked 24th in total defense in 2025 and 31st in pass defense. Count ESPN football analyst Dan Orlovsky as a fan of Anthony Weaver.
I am a huge Weaver guy. I always see and look at coaches and say, almost like quarterbacks, do you take a bad roster and make them like competent, or do you take a good roster and give us the chance to win a championship? I think he was a part of a lesser talented roster in Miami.
Would agree.
They fought every single week and played at a good level. Sign me up for that in Pittsburgh.
In Weaver's first season with Miami, the Dolphins ranked fourth overall in total defense, despite having just one Pro Bowler on their unit. In 2025, the Dolphins ranked number 22 in the NFL, but traded some of their top players at midseason. Other Ravens coaching news, special teams kicking coach Randy Brown will reportedly remain. Also, the Ravens have requested an interview with Ronald Curry as quarterback coach. You might remember the name from his high school and college playing days. Curry from Hampton, Virginia, was one of the greatest athletes in Virginia high school history, setting state records in both football and basketball. He elected to go to UNC to play football as quarterback and wound up as an NFL receiver for 7 years with the Raiders. NFL announcing 9 international games next season, including a return to Mexico for the first time in 3 years. The other sites are Melbourne, Australia for the first time, Rio de Janeiro, Munich, Madrid, Paris for the first time, and 3 games in London, England. Meanwhile, pitchers and catchers are 7 days away from Sarasota as spring training 2026 on the horizon. O's manager Craig Albert has on MLB Network Radio.
As far as spring training, we're going to be prepared. We've been navigating those conversations for a month now, in the past couple months, to kind of get everything situated. So We have great people in place as far as like Joe Singley being our field coordinator, coordinating everything with help from Donnie Ecker and the rest of the group. So
that Boston accent. And finally, all morning long, we'll be celebrating the 13th anniversary of the Ravens' Super Bowl 47 win that happened on this day, February 3rd of 2013 in New Orleans. We'll pick it up here in the second quarter. Ravens up 14-3 just inside the 2-minute warning.
Flacco heaves it down the field. Oh, Brennus Jones catches it on his back. He can get up. Jones makes the shift. Jones to the end zone, and he's in for the score. What a play.
Jim Nance had the call on CBS. An historic night for the late Jacoby Jones, and the fun was only beginning. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Roger Goodell says the NFL just has to do better.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
So, Sean, as you know, Super Bowl week annually kicks off with the teams getting in there on Monday and the commissioner, Roger Goodell, with his press conference. And every year he's asked the same question, how come the NFL doesn't have more diversity in its head coaching ranks? There were 10 openings this year, mm-hmm. a record, and not one black coach was hired by any NFL team. Here's Roger Goodell's response.
We just have to do a better job. We have to look, is there another thing that we can do to make sure we're attracting that best talent here and making our league inclusive?
Does the NFL have to do anything to make it more inclusive to black head coaches?
I don't think so. I think you've got a number of black coaches that are in assistant positions or in OC or DC positions. It's just a matter of time before they get an opportunity with some of these head coaching positions. I mean, it seems like it goes back and forth. I think they're more worried about Bad Bunny and flag football than they are the diversity in head coaching.
And international games.
Yeah, that game in Australia, that I mean, who thought that one up?
That's, I mean, you got to have brutal. 2 weeks to recover from that.
You got to have somebody give a bye either before or after that.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. There's a post going around on Facebook right now showing all the 10 new head coaches. Mm-hmm. They're all white except for Robert Saleh, who's of Lebanese descent.
Right.
And the thought is, some local media members, if you can call them that, are saying, you know, in a league that's 70% dominated by black players, why are there only 3 black head coaches? Right, 70% against 10% of black head coaches.
I think it's an easy answer because most players don't want to coach.
Well, it's a false premise anyway. First of all, 70% black. First of all, why are there 70% black players? If you're going to go for equity and inclusion, right, why are there 70%? That doesn't make sense.
Make the players more equitable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
That's number one. Okay, and number two is 70% players have nothing to do with black head coaches. They want to be coached, period, by right, good coaches, period. You know, New England isn't complaining that Gerard Mayo, a black coach, got fired before this season, and a white coach, Mike Vrabel, took him to the Super Bowl. They're not complaining about that.
They want to win.
They want to win.
They want to win. And there are a lot of good black coaches, and they'll rise. Cream always rises to the top, no matter what the color, I think.
Gotcha.
Anyway. All right, thanks, buddy. It's 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and we are talking now about the Maryland House approving the redistricting map in the House yesterday, and again along party lines. And this is just something that is more of the same. This is, you know, I like to say, they keep talking, using the word democracy here in Maryland, and democracy is dead in Maryland. It really is. I mean, let's call it what it is. This is not democracy. This is organized tyranny. That's exactly what this is. When you have one party domination, when you have a supermajority, you can pass whatever you want. The only thing that's going to stop the Democrats are the Democrats themselves on this bill, because it may die, get tabled over in the Senate, because Bill Ferguson thinks they're going to lose in court. But yesterday, the debate was fast and furious. Here's a Delegate Mark Fisher. He's been here before.
It's no wonder today is Groundhog Day, because every day is the same in Annapolis.
And this bill would wipe out the first district. It would cross the bay, which, previous court rulings said you can't do that, but they did it anyway. And it basically connects Ocean City to Columbia to try to get rid of Andy Harris. And it's already an unfair map at 7-1. It's completely unfair. That's not democracy. That's not representation. They would make it 8-0, okay, just like they've done in New England. They want to do the same thing here. The Democrats have been doing this for years, whether it's mid-cycle or post-cycle, whatever it is. This is what they have been doing, and now, of course, they want to do more of it. Here's reaction in the State House yesterday.
That is baloney. This was a matter of state equity and state rights here.
Wow. Guys, I'm exhausted.
If this bill passes forward, it will be the end of democracy for the state of Maryland.
I think the democracy has come to an end here anyway for a while. Because and I say that because you have a super majority dominant, a party that really doesn't care what they don't even listen to you. Most Marylanders didn't want redistricting. Most Marylanders in recent polls don't want the elimination of 287G, and they're going ahead with it anyway. So that's not democracy. That's not representation. They're doing whatever the hell they damn please, because they can, because the Maryland Republican Party has been destroyed. It's again, not to insult those few down there in Annapolis who are fighting, but you need numbers. And Delegate Latoya Congolo talked about the priorities being all out of whack yesterday.
When this body spends 3 weeks focused on redistricting instead of affordability, public trust, and basic government function, it sends a very clear message. The public interest is taking a back seat to political power.
Yeah. You know, Democrats love to talk about the affordability crisis. Well, there is an affordability crisis here in Maryland. People can't afford to live here. They can't afford the electric bills and the gas bills. They can't afford to retire here. They can't afford a lot of things based on, registering. That's why there's so many Virginia license plates. Can't afford to register your vehicle for hundreds of dollars and having to finance it up to 3 years. There isn't but they don't care. They don't care because they can do whatever they please. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Mammoth Johnson.
The wreck in the city is blocking the ramp southbound I-95. If you normally exit at O'Donnell Street, you can't. They're blocking the ramp right there as the traffic comes by on the main line. So it's a little bit confusing there if you're coming down from Eastern Avenue, and you're coming down to O'Donnell Street. That ramp at O'Donnell Street is blocked. The next way out of there would be the ramp to Keith Avenue right before Fort McHenry Tunnel. You work your way around Keith Avenue, you come back up into that same area over in East Baltimore. You can get off at the ramp at Eastern Avenue and work your way down through Dundalk Avenue and to O'Donnell Street that way as well. But it has created a backup on 95 southbound. They're looking at it. I would think, and I haven't looked at it yet, some of this traffic now is going to get the word, and they're going to go over to 895, and we'll start to see a delay there. Just got word of a wreck and went down and looked at it. The vehicles on both sides of the roadway on Route 50 at the light at Route 404 at Y Mills, and there are vehicles on both sides of the roadway, so I can't tell exactly what happened. There's some in the left turn lane eastbound. There are a couple of vehicles in the straight through lane westbound on 50. So we're one lane on the westbound side. Traffic can make the turn from 50 onto 404. There's a lot of cleanup that has to be done, and I would think maybe a little bit of ice or some of that snowcrete in the roadway at that point. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, upper 30s for the high tonight, possibility of a dusting of snow, half an inch or so before tomorrow morning, which might make rush hour a little bit interesting. Right now, 18 degrees and clear in the city. It's 19 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Take this thing back to Baltimore.
Go.
Maggie, I want you to close your eyes for a moment.
Okay.
And when you open your eyes, you're going to see something that's brand new at IKEA. I want to get your reaction. All right, go ahead, take a look at it.
Oh, no.
What is that? It is a 20-inch hot dog.
Oh, wow.
Almost a two-footer.
That's so skinny.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing does have 2 feet.
It's looking at me.
That's a big hot dog.
That is one big wiener. Yeah.
Dubbed the half-meter hot dog. The 20-inch Frank now being served at IKEA locations, first over in the United Arab Emirates, but it may come here to the good old U.S. of A. You know, the Costco dog is about $1.50. That's for what? Maybe a...
How big is that wiener?
I don't know the answer to that. I've never had a Costco hot dog.
Neither have I.
Yeah, I'm not a big hot dog guy.
I heard they're good.
I heard so, too. If I did, I would be a chili dog.
Yes.
Because, you know...
Love chili dogs.
Like the... As the song says, Maggie, you're sucking on a chili dog.
Just like Jack and Diane.
That's what the song says.
Krispy Kreme is ready for Valentine's Day this month with the arrival of their Valentine's Day collection of donuts. There's the new I Love You Chocolate Donut. The new Teddy Bear Cookies and Cream. New Your Berry Berry Sweet Donut. And the new Sprinkled with Love Donut.
And,
love. Speaking of love donut. They ought to do a Berry White donut.
Yeah,
that'd be a good one. And finally, National Chicken Salad Chain has chosen Owings Mills for its next location. Chicken Salad Chick. 300 locations across the U.S.
Yeah, we have one in Brooksville.
Is it good?
Really?
Have you tried
it? Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So what makes it so good?
Because they have chicks dishing out chicken salad.
Oh, it's just the chicks?
I don't know. The ones I saw.
Yeah. It's like you'll have another place to besides Buffet City now.
Right next door to Buffet City, as a matter of fact.
Buffet City, for real? There's a place called Buffet City.
There's a Buffet City, yeah. And Chuck denies ever being in there, but we have a waiter at Buffet City.
There's a picture of him in the lobby.
Exactly. So,
ladies and gentlemen, that's fake news.
But that waiter now has gone into witness protection, apparently.
He was assassinated right in front of his house.
All right, so you get all sorts of a chicken salad at... they have, different have kinds of chicken salad.
Actually sounds really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's apparently Fancy Nancy. That's a chicken salad with Botox. No. Chicken salad with grapes and pecans. The Kickin' K. Lynn with buffalo sauce and ranch dressing. And the Sussy Scotty with bacon and cheddar. After that, you'll be
no
beamed
haggis
up.
In there.
All right. No, get that haggis out of here. We don't want that haggis.
Have a quick update.
Yes, sir.
In addition to the wreck at 95 and O'Donnell Street, which is blocking the ramp, it looks like now, if you recall, I said this traffic will go over to the Old Harbor Tunnel. Now looks like there's a wreck on 895 after the Urban Avenue ramp in the left-hand lane. Just wonderful now at both the tunnels again.
All right. Thank you. It's like,
it just doesn't stop.
More of this Groundhog Day, you know, when it comes to 695 right. traffic and 895.
It's just become crazy.
It is. And that bridge now, they're saying, won't be built till after 2030, the Key Bridge.
You got to put the Dems out
and
in order $5 to get
$5 billion right. cost yeah. tag.
And what did they say first? It was going to be up in 28.
Yep. Now yeah. it's,
and we said, ha-ha.
Yeah, right. we said, yeah, right. Wake up. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that. In addition to the redistricting map, and this thing is may die in the Senate because Bill Ferguson's not a fan, so he could kill it. And so, you know, but that doesn't mean that they're not trying. And then they passed the next step on the 287G. That would eliminate all cooperation with state agencies with the federal immigration officials. We've got reaction now from Delegate Jason Buckle and Delegate Jesse Pippi.
And we don't want to see what happens in Minneapolis and other places. It's a heck of a lot safer to have a federal authority come to your local jail very peacefully, get someone who's already been charged or convicted, oftentimes with a serious crime, and put them in the federal process for deportation possibly, than it is to say, well, we're going to let him out of jail, and then you go find him.
Yeah, look, this is a certain knee-jerk reaction by the majority party.
Yeah, well, and that's, but they're powerless to stop it, unfortunately. Just don't have the numbers. And Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 caught up with Speaker Peña Melnick yesterday. Say, how about the priorities here? There's so many other things that you could be prioritizing over a bill that you know is going to die over in the Senate.
You know, we did what we needed to do to meet the moment.
We've heard that a lot of from Marylanders who say, why aren't they addressing the affordability issues that they're dealing with every day instead of dealing with redistricting first? What do you say to that?
House Bill number one is an energy bill. We can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Yeah, well, up next, we'll have more reaction this time from Governor Tacson to spend more and House Republicans. 651, don't forget the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution. Local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
By the way, you can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text in the show. Don't forget, we're going to be, Kim and I are going to be out at Liberatore's for the Taste of the Union. That's coming up Thursday night, 5 o'clock, and tickets are going fast. We just only have about a day and a half or so left. So if you've been thinking about it, sitting on the sidewalk there, of course, you'd be freezing your butt off if you're sitting on the sidewalk. You might want to light a fire and get those tickets today. WCBM.com. Italian buffet, Kim and I will be discussing the national politics, local politics. We'll have some special guests and surprises for you as well. That's at Liberatories in Timonium this Thursday at 5 o'clock. Get your tickets now at WCVM.com. Let's get an update on traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, here he's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a wreck right in the intersection at 50 at 404 over at Y Mills. Some of the cars were in the turn lane eastbound. A couple of cars were in the straight-through lane westbound. So don't know how that happened unless somebody hit some ice and got spun around. But that cleanup is still underway. We have the wreck closing the ramp in the city of 95 South onto O'Donnell Street. So local traffic there, you're going to have to figure this one out. If you get to that point, you can't take the ramp. You have to go to the Keith Avenue ramp, which is right before the foot of the Kennedy Tunnel. You could make the move before that and exit at Eastern Avenue to go around that. It looks like they've updated that. We couldn't quite see this wreck earlier. It appears to be now northbound 895 around the area of the Lombard Street ramp. So minor delay northbound. Southbound was looking at it, and some of that overflow traffic on 895 southbound is now backing up before Pulaski Highway. That is getting away from the backup over on 95 at the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, upper 30s tonight, possibility of a half an inch or so, dusting of snow overnight through early tomorrow morning, but should not be a major concern. Right now it is clear, the warm spot, 26 in Ocean City, 19 in Severn. Governor Moore reacting to the passing of his redistricting monstrosity in the General Insane Asylum yesterday, saying, quote, "Tonight, the House took an important step to strengthen our democracy and ensure Maryland's representation reflects the will of the people." That is in direct contradiction to what actually is happening. This is not strengthening democracy by removing all of GOP representation. You're going to basically redraw a Republican out of his district. You're going to, pull 30,000 Republicans out of the first district and put 40,000 Democrats in to make it a D plus 12 district now. So that does not strengthen democracy when you go from 7-1 to 8 zip, and it does not ensure representation reflecting the will of the people, because most Marylanders are opposed to this redistricting concept here in Maryland. Meanwhile, the Trump administration, Dr. Oz, who is the head of the CMS services, turned their attention to L.A. County and the massive amount of alleged medical fraud that is being reported from California. According to Fox News, one Los Angeles doctor billed the government $120 million, claiming to see 1,900 patients in 1 year. 18%, nearly one-fifth of the entire country's home health care billing, is coming out of L.A. County.
18%. Of the whole country's home health care billing is coming out of Los Angeles County. How is that possible?
Well, I tell you how it's possible, because we got nobody minding the ship. We got nobody watching. Nobody is forensically going after these individuals. L.A. has almost 2,000 registered hospice agencies. That's more than 36 states combined, and 30 times more than the whole state of Florida and New York. How is it possible? You look at the map. 287 hospice providers in a two-mile radius, some in strip malls, unmarked buildings, even a wrecking yard and a vacant lot. See, I think this kind of theft needs to be vigorously pursued. And now we do have an assistant, as soon as he's confirmed. Trump is serious about this. They want Colin McDonald, I think is his name, confirmed, and he's going to be going after this kind of fraud with a vengeance, and rightfully so. But then you got the Republicans. Yesterday had a chance. Rand Paul's amendment was to cut $5 billion in refugee welfare funding after the multiple massive Somali fraud. And now our debt is approaching $39 trillion, $19 billion alone in Minnesota. And round up the usual parties, the uniparty rhinos. Here they are. They should be named and shamed. Boozman of Arkansas, Capito of West Virginia, Collins of Maine, Ernst of Iowa, Fisher of Nebraska, Gramnesty of South Carolina, Grassley of Iowa, Hyde Smith of Mississippi, Langford of Oklahoma, McConnell, can we get rid of that guy, of Kentucky, Moran of Kansas, Mullen Oklahoma, Murkowski, Alaska, Ricketts of Nebraska, Mike Rounds of South Dakota, Dan Sullivan, Alaska, John Thune, the leader, Tom Tillis, another big rhino, Wicker of Mississippi, Missouri, rather, and Todd Young of, in not voting, Bill Cassidy, who is a never-Trumper as well. So there's, you know, 19. And again, we're not going to get this country back in shape again until we start putting America First individuals in office. And that, obviously, the deep state, the swamp, the establishment are doing everything they can. So it's a two-front fight, really. It's how do you battle the Democrats here in the state of Maryland and other states where they have a supermajority, California, New York, whatever. They have these massive numbers. And then how do you battle the swamp? These are the Uniparty really is. There's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats in any of these states. And there are a bunch of rhinos here in the state of Maryland. Yeah, I can count on one hand. I'm not going to name names now. I can count on one hand the true conservatives in the Republican Party in the state of Maryland. On one hand. Okay? So that's how bad it truly is. Coming up next, there was a lot of virtue signaling going on at the Grammys the other night. We'll take a look at that along with your calls and comments here on Casey and Company. We'll have our MAG update as well. It's 7 o'clock. Stick with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Once again, a judge is blocking an action by the Trump administration. This time has to do with hundreds of thousands of Haitians facing deportation to their homeland.
Temporary protected status has allowed roughly 350,000 Haitians to live and work in the U.S. It's a designation that can be granted by the Secretary of Homeland Security if conditions in a country are deemed unsafe for return due to natural disaster, political instability, or other dangers. Homeland Security says Haiti's TPS was granted following an earthquake that took place over 15 years ago. It was set to end Tuesday after Secretary Kristi Noem determined conditions had improved and Haiti was now safe.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says a judge is ordering the protected status to remain in place. Apparently, the Clintons have had a change of heart. Bill and Hillary Clinton now say they will testify in a House investigation focusing on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Iranian president directing the country's foreign minister to seek talks with the U.S.
This move by Masoud Pezeshkian comes as tensions are very high between Washington and Tehran. That's because of Iran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests last month that are believed to have killed thousands of people. Now, Pezeshkian said he had ordered Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi to have these talks. He said that they would be conducted if they could be in a fair manner and in a site that would be also fair to the Iranians.
Correspondent John Gambrell. President Trump has announced a big new trade and tariffs deal with India. As part of that deal, Mr. Trump says that India has agreed to stop buying oil from Russia. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 58 points, while the NASDAQ futures 95 points higher, S&P futures better by 6 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Attention investors, this affects you. Silver prices are exploding, with silver exceeding $100 a troy ounce for the first time. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call now. Here's why it matters. Silver is a high liquidity, tangible, and affordable precious metal investment that serves as an industrial commodity and a store of value. It often outperforms gold during economic upturns. If you have an IRA or 401k, you can act now. Roll over a portion into a tax-advantaged gold and silver IRA backed by physical metals you actually own. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The exit ramp from I-95 in the city to O'Donnell Street is closed. Several vehicles involved on this ramp may have been some ice on this ramp. A little melting, a little refreezing, whatever. There's a tractor trailer involved in several other vehicles. So you cannot exit from 95 to O'Donnell Street. That's going to be affecting the local traffic in that area. You can go down past the accident scene, pick up the Keith Avenue ramp, and then work your way back up through that area. You can also exit ahead of time at Eastern Avenue. And again, work your way locally to that area. The normal traffic towards the tunnel is getting by and not having too much of an impact, but we do have a delay on 95 with heavy traffic through there. 895 took a bit of a hit, and that's slow as well, now working its way down from the Urban Avenue ramp into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Big wreck, and a couple of these vehicles are all beaten up right at the interchange here at 50 and 404 on the Eastern Shore. There's actually road blockage both east and westbound through there, and there will be an impact as well for the traffic on 404 coming by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today with high temperatures finally back above freezing and in the upper 30s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight, so some light snow expected late tonight through early Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
16 degrees in Bel Air and 20 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Several Baltimore area school systems will again operate on a delay due to icy conditions. Schools in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Howard counties will be opening on a two-hour delay. In some areas, safety concerns remain with large piles of snow blocking bus stops, sidewalks, and vehicle travel lanes, creating hazardous conditions. Meanwhile, parts of central Maryland could be dealing with some light snow beginning late tonight, but it should end before Wednesday morning's commute. And Fox 45 reports that a Baltimore City High School basketball coach has been arrested on felony drug distribution and possession charges. Jamar Briscoe, 35, is facing 10 criminal counts, including felony possession with intent to distribute and conspiracy-related charges. Investigators said the case involves large amounts of suspected fentanyl and cocaine that they believe Briscoe and his co-defendant were acquiring for redistribution across the Baltimore area, according to court documents. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 693. The pick four, 6523. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Steinon Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. More coaching news from Owings Mills coming in as we speak. The Ravens are working to finalize a deal with Navy defensive coordinator P.J. Volker to join Jesse Minter's staff as a defensive assistant. Volker's name came up in Minter's introductory press conference last week in Owings Mills.
Hey, P.J. and I were college teammates. Love what he's done over there at the Naval Academy, him and Coach Newberry.
Minter and Volker coached together at Georgia State and Indiana State as well. As spring training looms just a week away now, the Orioles still in the hunt for that elusive ace, but they have bolstered their lineup with the addition of two big bats. Talking about outfielder Taylor Ward and first baseman Pete Alonso. Manager Craig Albern has on the additions.
What stands out with both Taylor and Pete is they play every day. They go out and post. That's going to be the biggest force multiplier effect for our position player group. Seeing these guys who day in and day out prepared, get their bodies ready, then go out and perform and go through adversity and stay in the fight.
And finally, we continue our celebration of the Ravens Super Bowl 47 win over the Niners. It was 13 years ago today on February 3rd of 2013. We'll pick it up in the second half with the kickoff. The Ravens are leading 21-3 at the break.
There's going to be a run back from 19 for Jacoby Jones. And look at him go. Jones is past the 50, and he is flying inside the 20, and a kickoff return, 109 yards and a touchdown, an all-time record.
And actually, it turned out to be 108 officially. The great call by Jim Nantz. He is flying, forever etched in Ravens fans' minds. Coming up in 30 minutes, alarm bells going off in College Park. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Drasella. Coming up this hour, why do they call it Black History Month when it really should be some Black History Month? We'll explain. The Governor's Vax Act wants to give jab authority to the states and ignore the CDC recommendations. But our top story is the virtue signaling that continues in Hollyweird, and it was at the Grammys last night. The Grammys, I don't watch any of these award shows. I've explained that for the most part. But there are some important things that happen during that time. And I think, number one, you've got, remember it was just a couple of years ago, they're all wearing the Ukraine flag pins. That was the cause du jour. Now it's ice out pins. And they have a bunch of ribbons they wear and pins and so all, and they all hand them out. They're all supposed to. It's virtue signaling because it just these people really don't have any morals. But they want it. They need a cause. They're always in search of some cause. It's never for the American people. It's never to benefit us. Look, they're entitled to their opinions. We have freedom of speech in this country, but like Bill Maher said the other day, that people aren't listening. All your ribbons and the pins that you wear haven't solved the damn thing. They haven't solved the immigration crisis. They didn't solve the Ukraine war as much as they think. There's this, because they're actors and actresses and or musicians or entertainers, they think that their opinion weighs more than everybody else's. And that's why they are constantly lecturing us. President Trump, however, said yesterday in the Oval Office, because remember we told you that Trevor Noah, the guy is not funny at all, but he's probably the only one that falls on the sword. By the way, last year there was a 9% decline in Grammys ratings. I don't know what it was from the other night. We're still trying to find out the numbers on that, but I think most Americans are tuning it out after all. But Trevor Noah made a joke about Donald Trump visiting Epstein Island. And I'm paraphrasing here. I don't have the exact quote in front of me. That has never happened, and President Trump was asked about that yesterday, and he reacted with a potential lawsuit.
He said that I spent time on Jeffrey Epstein's island. I didn't. I mean, he's a lightweight. This guy is a terrible. I think he's terrible. I thought he did a terrible job at the Grammys. I thought the whole Grammys was terrible. I watched part of it. It's not watchable. But he was a lousy host. I'd say not as bad as Jimmy Kimmel, but pretty close. And no, he made a statement about me and Jeffrey Epstein. I have nothing to do with that. I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. And in fact, if you look at the DOJ, they announced, they released 3 million pages. It's like this is all they're supposed to be doing. And frankly, the DOJ, I think, should just say, we have other things to do, because that whole thing has turned out. I mean, other than Bill Clinton and, Bill Gates and lots of people that have There are a lot of questions about it, but nothing on me. But it was even sort of better than that, because they found that Jeffrey Epstein and this sleazebag writer named Michael Wolff were conspiring against Donald Trump to lose the election. So Epstein was conspiring with a writer for me to lose the election. So right there, you know that I had nothing to do with this guy.
Yeah, in fact, Donald Trump kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He was there procuring, Ghislaine Maxwell was there procuring some of the girls. Virginia Giuffre, recently just allegedly committed suicide, she was one of the ones working as a masseuse in Mar-a-Lago, and Ghislaine Maxwell recruited her to be one of Jeffrey's harem. And when Trump found that out, he kicked him out. So, you know, you're no longer welcome here. So more on that, more on the Grammys and the virtue signaling. We're here for Bad Bunny, Billie Eilish, and more. It's 7:13 traffic, weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, so the ramp reopened now, southbound 95 at O'Donnell Street. So that's good news for the local traffic there. You can take the ramp now to O'Donnell Street. All of that area, both the tunnels now settling down a little bit again, and we should start to see the improvement both on 95 and 895. The big wreck here is on the eastern shore, right at Y Mills at 50 and 404. The problem is traffic west on 50. As you come up to the light, they have everything blocked. There's a fire truck blocking the straight through lanes. You have to make a right turn onto 404. You're going to go down about 50 or 60 feet. You're going to make a U-turn and come back on the entrance ramp from the westbound side of 404. So you know that's backed up. And at last check, it looked like it was at least a mile for the traffic on 50 westbound. All the traffic eastbound on 50 straight through is fine, and they are allowing you to make the left-hand turn to go east on 404. There's not much of an impact there, but this westbound backup is pretty solid till we get this fire truck out of the roadway on the westbound side. He's doing that to protect the vehicle. Wait a minute. 1 second. There he goes. He just pulled out as we're speaking. So it looks like now we'll have all the westbound straight through lanes open for the traffic. As soon as the state highway gets out and gets the cones out of the roadway, we'll come back and visit that for the next report. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 30s. Tonight maybe a dusting of snow, accumulation maybe a half inch or so, if that. And we'll back down into the low 20s this evening. And then things are going to get cold again by the end of the week. So that is not good news, as we are desperately hanging on for that early spring coming March 16th, maybe. Right now, cloudy, 20 in Parkville, 19 downtown. It is time to head out to our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, all eyes on President Trump yesterday as the armada, flotilla, fleet, whatever you want to call it, is sitting in the Middle East waiting for orders from the commander-in-chief as to what to do with the murderous, terrorist, state-sponsored terrorism regime of Iran. New York Post with a piece today saying, President Trump, don't miss this historic moment to strike Iran and end its terror regime. Now, President Trump is doing what President Trump does best. It's the art of the deal. He's negotiating first. And they're going to sit down, and there's going to be nuclear talks. And those nuclear talks, I don't think, are going to come to any kind of significant closure or deal. Because Iran is, it's like Russia. Russia cheats on every treaty it's ever signed. Iran will do the same. And he knows it. So I think it's just really a matter of time before we see something. I don't know what. I don't know when. But something. You're not going to amass, like you did with Venezuela. Remember, we had that fleet over there. They were sitting over there for, you know, a couple of days, week or week and a half. And then, boom, out go the lights from Maduro and the Venezuelan regime. I think the same thing's going to happen in Iran as well. So the president also gave an interview with Dan Bongino, who left his position at the Justice Department. He quit on the FBI. And the DOJ, but he somehow landed an interview with President Trump yesterday, and Trump told Bongino that just wait and see, something is coming.
Go to nationalize the voting, and then we have states that are so crooked, and the county votes. We have states that I won that show I didn't win. Now you're going to see something in Georgia where they were able to get with a court order the ballots. You're going to see some interesting things come out.
Yeah, you're going to see some interesting things come out of Georgia, maybe overall, who knows. And as to the Somali fraudsters, he had this message.
But I hear it's over $19 billion, okay? Can you imagine? They have a country where they have no money, they have no nothing, and they come over here and they steal. They're able to steal more than $19 billion, and we're right on their ass.
Yeah, as they should be. And, again, I don't think people are going to start taking this seriously until you see elected officials doing the perp walk that are going to be charged with defrauding the United States taxpayer. President also created the first ever, you've heard of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? That's our oil in case of an emergency. He's done the same for rare earth minerals yesterday.
The first ever stockpile of critical minerals that you've been hearing so much about.
That was well attended yesterday by a number of folks, including General Motors. He did announce that Kennedy Center is going to be shut down for 2 years for renovation.
Real estate and building, I've done so much of it. I've done so well with it. You want to sit with something for a little while before you decide on what you want to do. And, you know, we sat with it. We ran it. It's in very bad shape. It's run down. It's dilapidated. It's sort of dangerous. Things fall out.
Also asked Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced yesterday that ICE agents will all now have body cams as they're being deployed in the field.
They generally tend to be good for law enforcement because people can't lie about what's happening. So it's generally speaking, I think 80% good for law enforcement. But if he wants to do that, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and we often talk a lot about that President Trump is bucking the system. He is, the Great Reset isn't from the globalists telling us what to do. President Trump is decoupling from the British Empire, from the European Union, from all these others that have basically been taking advantage of us for decades now. Kevin Hassett delivered the goods just the other day in an interview.
And don't forget that when we were here in the spring of last year, everybody was saying that we're going to cause a global recession and so on. And President Trump just went really into the mouth of the beast. He went to Davos and he said, hey, not only is the U.S. booming with our growth north of 5%, but you guys are booming too, because when the U.S. booms, the world booms. And so we are reordering the world order, and it's going to end up being great for everybody. Mm-hmm. Now
we are reordering the world order, and that's why they're so desperate to get him out, to destabilize this country, to impeach, to fight him at every step of the way, because they like the way business has been done, the Uniparty, for decades now, taking their marching orders from the British Empire, from the EU, from the globalists, etc. And this is the guy that is reordering the New World Order. He cut a deal yesterday with India's Prime Minister, reaching an historic trade agreement, ending the importation of Russian oil. And he calls on the Republicans to pass the funding package that funds DHS for only 2 weeks with no changes. Melania, the movie, has already outgrossed five 2025 Oscar nominees. It is the best-selling documentary over the last 10 years. Made $7 million in a three-day weekend. And yet there are issues that they're going to have to pay attention to. That is the affordability issue. Midterms are, again, you have to fight tooth and nail for these. That special election down in the Texas Senate district, it was a district held by the Republicans for 35 years by 17 points by Trump. They got smoked in this one. So Republicans better stand up and deliver on their promises. That's the way it was 380 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up, we'll hear from Virtue Signalers, Bad Bunny, and Billie Eilish.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new five-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add two lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, and once again, time for an update on traffic and weather on the threes. And here he is, Frozen Johnson.
Yeah, just about. The westbound side of 50 now is completely back open again. We thought it would be. We saw the fire department leave at the light there at 404. Still backed up a little bit, though. It's going to take a little while for that mile-plus backup to clear itself completely out. But at least we're on the move once again. Now, eventually, all of that traffic will be over at the Bay Bridge, coming through the Kent Narrows Bridge and then to the main span at the Bay Bridge. All the lanes are open, I can tell you that right now. 3 lanes westbound, good pace all the way over to the Severn River Bridge. The Beltway west side now with delays, 795 going down through Frederick Road. There had been a report of a minor wreck on the outer loop shoulder near I-70. Haven't seen it, but it's only adding to the heavy traffic already there. And then on the inner loop towards Greenspring, that pace is getting busy now after the ramp at Greenspring to the JFX, and the Parkville side is beginning to slow even right after the ramps at Bel Air Road now on the outer loop. And both the tunnels still recovering from some earlier problems. We had a wreck both on 895 and on 95. They're all clear. Heavy traffic continues on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, upper 30s tonight, maybe some overnight before tomorrow morning, a little snow, a little dusting, half inch to an inch, somewhere in there. It's not going to be a big deal. And lows tonight in the 20s before things get colder by the end of the week again. So at the Grammys, a bunch of virtue signaling. Bad Bunny, he's your NFL Super Bowl halftime performer. You know, there's conflicting reports whether he will or will not wear a dress. A lot of his stuff's going to be in Spanish. Anyway, he felt compelled to get up there and trash ICE and, of course, our immigration laws.
I'm going to say ICE out. We're not savage. We're not animals. We're not aliens. We are humans, and we are Americans.
Yeah, of course you're human. You should be treated like humans. But if you're violating the laws of the United States of America, you should be treated like what you are. You're violators. You've broken into the country. Whether it's a misdemeanor, whether you're a felon, you should be treated. There's got to be law and order. I mean, a lot of these guys at the Grammys, I mean, there was some Kehlani, I don't know, some singer that just F ICE and just vulgar. This virtue signaling is, I think the one that to me, that took the, was the icing on the cake was, LA's, Billie Eilish, who basically mumbles through most of her songs, and somehow sells millions of records. I don't know how, but I guess there's no accounting for taste in some areas. Anyway, here's what she said, while accepting her Grammy for the song Wildflower.
No one is illegal on stolen land. And, yeah, it's just really hard to know what to say and what to do right now. And I feel really hopeful in this room, and I feel like we just need to keep fighting and speaking up and protesting, and our voices really do matter and the people matter.
No one is illegal on stolen land. Well, how, if you're an open borders type, how is it stolen? If you're an open borders, it belongs to everybody, right? If you have open borders and everybody is welcome to come in, then it can't be stolen. But then there's the other contradiction for Billie Eilish. She has a $14 million mansion in Malibu.
Exactly.
A waterfront, which is actually was stolen from the Tonga or Tungsa tribe of Los Angeles.
Was she 26 years old, maybe?
Whatever, mid-20s. Again, she's just flat-out stupid. You know,
yeah.
She might have all the talent in the world, I don't know. But making pronouncements like that when you yourself have a... have a mansion, and why aren't you accommodating all the homeless and illegals in your mansion?
That's a classic.
You know?
Yep.
Isn't it
a classic?
So it's do as I say, not as I do. They all feel as if they want to lecture us on what we should be doing when they themselves don't do
it.
Right,
and they
thing.
Get mad about the copyright when somebody takes a little bit of their song or something. Hey, that's my song.
Right.
You know?
Oh, exactly. There's another sports
card. Everybody's, isn't it? Everybody's music?
Stolen.
Oh, stop it.
All right, that was my favorite of the night. Of course, there was a lot. I didn't watch it. I just saw some of the highlights or lowlights in this matter. Then there's Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. If you want to know what the Democrats truly feel about our country, here's just a small example.
Every person, every human being has the legal right to come to the United States and seek asylum or shelter.
Every human on the planet has a right to be here. No borders. No sovereignty whatsoever. If the what is the population of the entire planet? It's got to be in the hundreds of billions, right?
Oh, it's like 8 billion.
Yeah, or maybe it's not even that. It's got to be more. He's 1 billion alone in China, so it's probably let's say 10 billion, whatever it is. All 10 billion people could come here, and then there's Chuck Schumer. Chuck U. Schumer, and listen carefully because this is kind of a code that they speak, but this is, again, open borders, let everybody in, and then make them legal, and then they can vote for, presumably, Democrats.
Short of workers, we have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Get a path to citizenship for all. He says 11 million. It's more like 30 million.
Mm-hmm.
Get a path for citizenship so they can all vote for who? Democrats. That's the agenda, folks. You should know it. Timco Electric Heating and Cooling, they're an incredible company, a great customer service, this excellence and commitment to, they've dedicated themselves to just, you know, one of those outstanding in their field when it comes to electrical wiring, interior, exterior, landscaping, you name it. And they bring that same focus and attention to detail to heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And right now we're focusing on heating because it is the winter season. So make sure that your heat pump or heat system is operating at peak efficiency. Call today and schedule your maintenance check at 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or go online at timkylecompany.com. Tell them I told you to call. 7:30, latest news headlines once again with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Several Baltimore area school systems will again operate on a delay due to icy conditions. Schools in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Howard counties will be opening on a two-hour delay. In some areas, safety concerns remain with large piles of snow blocking bus stops, sidewalks, and vehicle travel lanes, creating hazardous conditions. Meanwhile, parts of central Maryland could be dealing with some light snow beginning late tonight, but it should end before Wednesday morning's commute. A Harford County woman faces felony charges after an alleged road rage incident in January. Maryland State Police say 39-year-old Brittany Ledbetter of Bell Camp is charged with first and second degree assault and firearm-related counts in the January 31st incident on southbound 95 near Route 24. State Police identified Ledbetter as the person who pointed a gun at another driver, and she was arrested. And Maryland's House of Delegates has approved a new congressional map. The map approved by the Redistricting Advisory Commission last month includes the expansion of the 1st District from the Eastern Shore into Anne Arundel and Howard counties. Andy Harris, Maryland's only Republican in Congress, represents the 1st District. House delegates debated the redistricting measure for several hours before passing it on a 99-73 vote. The measure now heads to the state Senate, where its passage is in doubt. In addition to Republicans, some Democrats, including Senate President Bill Ferguson, have also spoken out against mid-cycle redistricting. And emergency repairs on two commercial runways led to a ground stop at BWI Airport on Monday. The FAA issued the ground stop at around 4:30 p.m. so the airport's maintenance team could fix the pavement issues. The repair work was completed in the 6 o'clock hour. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Mr. White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. My customers have immediate, noticeable, measurable improvement in quitting tobacco, alcohol, gambling, food, stress, PTSD, healing after surgery, menstrual problems, cysts, headaches, warts, thumb sucking, nail biting, grinding teeth, ticks, remembering, taking tests, exams, studying, and more. For sports, golf, tennis, wrestling, baseball, basketball, archery, balance beam. I only help one archer and one balance beam. However, several thousand smokers. It's my two-session specialty. If you want me to help you, 410-661-1111. 410-26s and 51s.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
How about the tunnels still hurting a little bit from some earlier problems? 895 is congested after the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 right around O'Donnell Street, but we're moving. All the lanes are open, and there are no issues right now. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We're looking at 95 Russell Street, 395. That ramp traffic is clear. The Sky Ramp today is good. Yesterday at this time, we had problems up around the Convention Center. Not there today, so the Sky Ramp is open. There's a new wreck from Baltimore County, Falls Road at Shawan Road. A couple of wrecks in the city downtown, Charles Street at Center, and then right off the tunnel throughway in Fairfield, Frank First Avenue. The wreck is reported near the bridge at 895. 695, all your delays are right in the usual spot along the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today with high temperatures finally back above freezing and in the upper 30s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight, so some light snow expected late tonight through early Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Here's more on the new Ravens offensive coordinator, Declan Doyle, spirited out of Chicago under Ben Johnson to run his own offense here in Baltimore. A somewhat confusing comment, actually, from ESPN's Ryan Clark.
I think what's also really cool about Declan Doyle is he worked with Sean Payton. Mm-hmm. And for whatever you want to say about Sean Payton, he's been one of those offensive minds that has shown you evolution with the game. There's so many of these coaches who were great in the late 2000s or great during a decade ago, and they haven't evolved. They haven't figured out how to acclimate to the new athlete of this age.
That's all well and good, but the intimation that John Harbaugh and Todd Monken didn't acclimate themselves to the new age quarterback because they're of the older generation is false. The Ravens had statistically the greatest offense in the history of the NFL in 2024, the first team ever to pass for 4,000 yards and rush for 3,000 yards in the same season. Elsewhere, as Super Bowl week begins, NFL players are mixed on Bad Bunny, actually. In an anonymous player poll conducted by The Athletic, 59% of respondents said that they liked the choice, while 41% said no. Bad Bunny, of course, will perform at halftime of the Super Bowl. Here's a comment from Maryland head coach Buzz Williams after the Terps were thrashed Sunday at home by Purdue that may have had Maryland fans going, huh? The Boilermakers went on a 13-0 run early. Maryland never recovered. Williams was asked how important that run was to the outcome.
13-0, I probably need to call a timeout before that, transparently. And I'm becoming more aware relative to time, relative to score.
Okay, here's the deal. Buzz Williams is in his 32nd year of coaching college basketball. He's 21 games into this season, and he's just figuring out this about his Maryland team. The Terps have lost 4 games by 30-plus this year. 12 of their 13 losses have been by double digits. And finally, more from that Ravens Super Bowl 47 win in New Orleans 13 years ago today. This is what the game is remembered for. Ravens leading 28-6 with 13:25 left in the third.
Arthur Jones! Why does the clock stop?
All of the lights on the 49ers side of the Superdome are out. You can only imagine the scramble officials are going through. This has lapsed into the surreal.
The night the lights went out in New Orleans, and it changed the tenor of the game for the 49ers. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what's on your Super Bowl game day menu?
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
So you probably know this, being a foodie, a food aficionado, the three most popular dishes served at Super Bowl parties?
I would say wings.
Okay, that's one. That's number two, by the way.
Number two?
Yeah. The top one.
They got some kind of dip?
Chips and dip, chips, right, number one. So you got one and two, and then the third.
Pigs in a blanket.
That's up there, but not three. Although you said you never had a pig in a blanket. I heard that.
I did.
Didn't you say you never had a pig in a pig?
I said I'm not a fan of hot dogs.
Okay, you're not a fan of hot dogs, but you've had pigs in blankets.
I've had pigs in blankets, yeah.
All right, so the third one is nachos and loaded snacks, just in general.
I think that would be under dips.
Right. But do you have any idea how much these items spike in sales?
No.
For Super Bowl week?
They have to at least quintuple.
This is incredible. Tortilla chips, they spike 106%. Salsa spikes 96%. Buffalo wing sauce spikes 201%. Chicken wings in general spike 359%.
Wow.
In the week leading up to the Super Bowl.
And I've gotten away from the fried wings. I like the grilled stuff. The
grilled
smoked
stuff is
or
good.
Grilled wings. Yeah, I prefer that.
So you don't eat the fried wings?
I prefer not to.
Oh, jeez.
You know, they're still good, but I try not. I try to stay away from fried food.
Yeah, I know you do. Why are you so healthy?
Because I want to live.
Okay, well, that's good.
You know, it's just, you know, a small motivator.
Yeah, but even Super Bowl week?
Well, I might cheat on Super Bowl week.
Small motivator. All right, so
I'll be in bed early. I'm going to be missing the game. So, you know, we get up early.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, so is it ranch or blue cheese for you if you have the wings?
Blue cheese.
You like that?
Yeah,
so do I.
Blue cheese.
With the chunks?
Oh, gotta have the chunks. No chunks, it's not real blue cheese.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. This is cutting edge stuff here, folks. Don't miss it.
Absolutely.
Hey, guess who's one of the top 10 popular governors in the entire country? You'll never guess. Maybe you won't. Look at Michelle. She's in there shaking her head. No way. Yes, way. Morning Consult has named Governor Wes Moore one of the top 10 most popular governors. His approval rating is up 2% to 61%. He's placed 8th out of 50 governors in the country, and that includes Governor Newsom. What a joke that is. Andy Beshear of Kentucky, Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania. He's right up there with all those governors as well. So, again, they're now touting this good. I like them to get cocky and overconfident. Okay? Like, my stuff don't stink. All right? But that is just, I got to look into the morning consult and see just the first off, registered voters versus the likely voters, I think, is a little bit questionable. But, again, based on what happened last year, look, here's the problem. There's the disconnect. Wes Moore is, he's articulate. He is got a lot of energy. He's young. He's vibrant. He's got a lot of things going for him, except his policies stink. Okay? And people are willing to ignore the stink of his policies because of his presentation, because of the packaging. And I think that's the reason why his numbers have been up. Although every other poll has been indicating his numbers are down of late. So we crushed the morning consult. His numbers aren't going to improve once you hear the next one. House Bill 0637. It's the Governor's Vax Act. And what this bill would do, it would change the current Maryland code that says the vaccination recommendations in our state follow the guidelines set by the CDC. Now our recommendations will come from the Maryland Secretary of Health, who's going to take recommendations from professional organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics, American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the American Academy of Family Physicians. These are the very same organizations that are heavily funded by the very companies they stand to make a profit if every vaccine is recommended to the fullest extent. This is pay to play, folks. So we're going to now take recommendations from organizations. And by the way, the American Academy of Pediatrics and some of these other have been behind the transmutilation of minors. The governor's concentrating power over vaccine policy with one unelected person in the state. This won't be the last policy on this issue. We can't let the state start deciding recommendations, regulations of jabs without public input. Bills like allowing minors to consent to vaccines without their parent and mandates for new vaccines to attend school have been withdrawn and defeated when citizens are part of the process. They want to remove us from the process. That's what they want to do. We should not let the state get comfortable dictating vaccine policy. This bill is unnecessary. The CDC is not taking any shots away from anybody. Bills like this create more mistrust, not trust in the vaccine program. And again, I'm concerned that one person alone, the Secretary of Health, unelected, does not face consequences or decisions like an elected official will have the power in our state. And as I said, these professional organizations take enormous amounts of money from vaccine makers. They are not unbiased. So again, the testimony on this bill, House Bill 0637, is being held next, I think the sign-up, you got to sign up by this Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and I think the testimony is next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Hit them hard, folks. You know what to do. 743, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update. By the way, we do need a Choose Your Fake News contestant right now. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can pick up some WCBM merchandise if you correctly identify the fake news story. No fake news here. It's traffic as usual. And it's been a monster, as most mornings have been. Not
I
Chuck.
You were talking about me.
No, not Chuck. not the Hunchback of Brooksville.
That's nice.
Oh, man. That's harsh.
But it's fun when I go to the beach because people like to watch them dig the hole so I can lay down.
That's right.
No.
That's nice.
Mark, if you lay face down, it's a speed bump.
Nice. Park your bike here, 10 cents. Where do you put the sign? Oh, never mind. Brought to you as a, brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601. Back River Neck Road in Essex, JFX is slowing. Heavy traffic, Ruxton Road, coming straight down through the city-county line. No sun glare this morning. Very cloudy right now, so just heavy traffic south on the expressway. The Beltway, yep, all the normal delays there. Parkville side, the inner loop to Pikesville, 795 down through Frederick Road. On the west side, just made a swing back through Annapolis. Nothing major there, but the morning backup has arrived on I-97 southbound at Route 32. That continues heavy all the way down to the merge at Route 50. If you're coming into the city from the southwest side in Arbutus, there was a broken down vehicle near the ramp on 95 northbound at 295, and both the tunnels still hurting a little bit. We had problems earlier. Heavy traffic continues southbound. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle. So let Bernie check everything, your battery, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, thermostats, starters, all of that. Get it all done. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. Highs in the upper 30s, and tonight maybe a possibility of snow with maybe half an inch or so of accumulation. Not much at all. Lows back down into the 20s. So keep that in mind as we head into tomorrow and, of course, on Thursday as well. Right now, cloudy 19 in Glen Burnie, and it is 18 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And our contestant today is Mark in Middle River. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll follow Maggie.
You're going to follow Maggie?
Oh!
Oh. Where are you going to follow her?
There you go.
Anywhere she wants to take me.
Hey, sounds good to me.
Sounds like you got a date.
I am ready to go. Just in time for
that. She
doesn't
make any quick stops.
Oh.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. Story number one. Governor Tim Walz, otherwise known as Tampon Tim, is basically warning that the country is on the brink of civil war, and that we may need to go through another Gettysburg before we can recover. He told the St. Paul News that over the weekend. Story two, a man locked himself in his room for a year to become healthier. The 49-year-old man plans to remain confined to his bedroom for 1 year, avoiding all contact with the outside world in order to change his lifestyle for the better. And story number three, a man sparked an evacuation at a French hospital after doctors discovered an 8-inch-long live World War I artillery shell in his rectum.
Damn near killed him.
That's all, man. I had that ready.
The unnamed man rushed to the hospital. He was in a state of extreme discomfort, having inserted the artillery shell.
Yes. The doctor said, how it's your doing?
It's gonna smart.
Sorry. That's a military joke.
That's right. The other doctor said, good to see you coming out of your shell.
Oh, what a day.
Yeah. Ready?
And it's just starting.
All right. Story one. Tampon Tim says, we may have to go through another Gettysburg to recover from this divided nation. Story two, man locks himself in his room for a year for better health. And story three, man goes to hospital after doctors find an 8-inch-long live artillery shell in his butt. All right. We will start with Michelle. She's in deep thought here this morning.
Yeah. What's it with men and sticking things up there, you know where.
Where?
I'm going to go with number two.
All right. Michelle goes for number two. Maggie?
I'm going with number two as well. Sadly,
I know, right?
He's going to blow.
Number two is the man locking himself up in the room, right?
Right.
Okay. Mark in Middle River?
As bizarre as it sounds, I have to agree with Maggie and Michelle because they're all weird. That just seems to be the weirdest.
Who, Maggie and Michelle?
Oh, man.
All right. Maggie, Michelle, and Mark. Go for number two. All right, that leads us to intro into Chuck.
I'm going to go with that idiot Walls.
All right, story one for the idiot Walls. Nobody works with story three, man found with artillery shell in his rectum. Yeah?
He did.
I have a relative who's an emergency room doctor, and she said you would be shocked how many times they treat people with foreign objects in their butthole.
But they did say the guy was a very high caliber.
Yes. I don't know what to say, and that's probably good.
Story one, Tampon Tim with Gettysburg. That's our fake news story of the day.
Oh. No. I thought he said...
I thought he said one.
Stay out of this.
No. Was there a trick?
Don't make me come down there.
The trick is he said Fort Sumter.
See what? I wish
Sumter.
You would.
Okay.
The trick, he said Fort Sumter, and never said that we have to go through another Gettysburg.
He said Fort Sumter moment. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Put his ass in a cannon and fire him out.
Send him to Florida so an iguana falls on his head.
Okay. I don't think it would make much of a difference.
Oh, true.
No, he wouldn't notice everything. It's a new hairpiece.
That's right. Probably improve his cranial capacity. Mark, thanks for listening and playing the game. Appreciate that. Sorry you didn't come out a winner this time. You're invited to play again. Appreciate that. Ladies, with a rare loss, Chuck with a big win here today. Would you, any message for Maggie and Michelle?
Oh, man.
Nothing personal.
Think you're cool.
She thinks she says she's coming down here. I said, well, bring your ass down and see what you got.
All righty. Yeah.
I ain't opposed to hitting somebody.
Salad, come on down.
Okay. I know you'd probably take me. I know how you are. You bite.
Oh, I do, man.
All right, Chuck Zina, couple appreciate that at 7:51. Coming up next, some Black History Month. But apparently they're not teaching all Black history during the month of February. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
If you remember, about 40 minutes ago, we had a wreck at 50 westbound and eastbound right at 404. That was clearing out. There's another wreck now, and this one, two vehicles ran together. One hit the other one. The one on the right side of the roadway now, affecting the right lane, is up against the Snow Creek on the right side, turned over with the hood and the roof against the snow wall on the right-hand side. So very limited lane again on 50 westbound. Single lane to the left as you're coming by through that area. The Beltway is really jammed up. A lot of traffic along 695. And we still have delays. A lot of heavy traffic coming south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Cloudy, upper 30s, and maybe some snow tonight. A dusting of a half inch or so overnight. Low in the 20s right now. Cloudy, 23 in Stevensville, 20 in downtown Baltimore, where February is Black History Month. And I've always had problems with designating just one month to a specific race. But that being said, the other problem I've had with it is that many of the texts or focus is on some Black history, not all of it. In fact, those that cite Black history often ignore capitalists and Black Republicans in that history. And I think in the 1860 census found that nearly 500,000 Black Americans, then 11% of the nation's Black populace, were free before the Civil War broke out. If you want to read more about this, I would check out Don Serber on Substack. That's S-U-R-B-E-R, because he's written a great piece. Norbert Reliot was born in March 1806 in New Orleans to a plantation owner and a free mulatto woman. He would grow up to revolutionize the chemical industry. His father was an engineer, sent his son to France to study, became an instructor of applied mechanics, and he invented the multiple effect evaporator under vacuum, which led to his patent to improve sugar refining. And because of his invention, slaves were kept from harm in refining sugar. You've heard of Eli Whitney, right? But have you ever heard of Norbert Reliot? No. Why? He was a Republican. Just amazing. And by the way, you got all these others that have days devoted to them in Black History Month, but Norbert Reliot is completely ignored. Another one is Frederick McKinley Jones, born in 1893 in Cincinnati. Orphaned at 12, he fended for himself, became self-educated in engineering and mechanics. He had 60 patents. One of those was for refrigeration. He, along with another guy by the name of Joe Numero, founded the company Thermo King. Thermo King is the refrigeration system that trucks use to move food across the country, getting important food to Americans. Thermo King, started by a Black Republican. Ignored completely. Tom Jennings is another Black inventor who was brushed aside by Black history advocates. He had a patent for dry scouring clothes, kind of like the first dry cleaning back in 1821. He was the first patent awarded to a black man in history, and that patent made him rich. He took up the abolitionist cause, and he died before the 13th Amendment was written and ratified, but he was a black capitalist. His daughter, Elizabeth Jennings Graham, made history. She tried to board a streetcar, which was against the law in New York City for a black person. She hired a lawyer and won. Her lawyer? Chester Arthur, who would later become the 21st president of the United States. His fee? $22.50. Rosa Parks is rightly honored for refusing to give up her bus seat to a white man in December of 1955, but it was Elizabeth Jennings Graham a century earlier who made it possible for Parks to even be on that bus. So, again, and there are more and more examples of this. Dr. Patrice Harris, Dr. Ben Carson, and many, many others that have... Black History Month is light on black capitalists, and the first black millionaire in America, Mary Ellen Pleasant, and much, much more. So it's a great article. You should read it. And ask yourself, why do so many of the media and the Democrats focus on only the Democrats and no Republicans and no capitalists? Isn't that interesting? I think it is. 7:58, Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that right now, if you're struggling with energy late day or early, whatever your body needs to have that energy to be alert, you know, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, again, the coffee and the energy drinks, they'll stimulate you for a couple of hours, but after that, you crash and burn. Rescue Orosine, that is all natural. It helps to stimulate all day sustainable energy, regulate blood pressure, and helps with cellular repair, which your cellular function. And that's why this adenosine triphosphate, that is the fuel for your cells, it helps to make sure that your cells are getting that ATP, and it's delivered on a regular basis so that your cells aren't starving, for energy. That's the reason why you feel fatigued and tired. Your cells are tired and you're over your entire body. So right now you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MyEnergy. That's MyEnergy, MyEnergy. When you order today, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or order online, res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at Governor Moore leaving seniors behind. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The House is gearing up for a vote today on ending the four-day-old partial government shutdown. Majority Leader Steve Scalise says there's been a whole lot of horse trading going on.
We always work till the midnight hour to get the votes. And, you know, you never start the process with everybody on board. You work through it. And you can say that with every major bill we pass.
Scalise says President Trump has been actively involved in the process.
Obviously, the president really wants this. The president's going to still be negotiating on the remaining homeland piece. But in the meantime, we want to make sure our troops are paid. We want to make sure we get the rest of the bills that are all identical to what we passed out of the House back a few weeks ago through to the president's desk.
The government, except for the Department of Homeland Security, would be funded through September. DHS would get 2 weeks' worth of funding while lawmakers debate ICE reforms. New York City's new Democratic Socialist mayor facing a barrage of criticism, and it's not only because mountains of rat-infested garbage been piling up in the streets.
Several people have died in New York during the recent cold snap, and hypothermia is suspected of playing a role in the majority of cases. Critics say Mayor Zohran Mamdani's emphasis on voluntary shelter placement leaves vulnerable people exposed during dangerous weather. They argue that the broader use of enforcement in voluntary intervention, especially for those with severe mental illness or addiction who refuse shelter, might have saved lives. Bob Agner reporting.
Every Homeland Security officer on the ground, and that includes ICE agents, being issued body cameras. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says it starts in Minneapolis and will subsequently go nationwide. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has launched another major attack on Ukraine, this time using 450 drones and 70 missiles. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 20 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 136. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Back up on the JFX as eased up. It was slow from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. Much better now. The pace is a lot better through there. 895 is slowing right around the Urban Avenue ramp and from there through O'Donnell Street and all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Nothing major going on right now. Just a lot of heavy traffic there. And 95, all four lanes are open. It's been a little bit slow going into both the tunnel southbound and then towards Russell Street, 395, 395. The pace is better again today. Now the sky ramp is a little bit slow again northbound 95. That's the sky ramp that brings you in to the convention center and up into Camden Yards. It's moving, but it's very slow coming off the main line. The wreck on the eastern shore, several vehicles involved westbound Route 50 coming up to the light at 404, and they continue to block the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today with high temperatures finally back above freezing and in the upper 30s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight, so some light snow expected late tonight through early Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority and meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
18 degrees in Pikesville, 17 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Several Baltimore area school systems will again operate on a delay due to icy conditions. Schools in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Howard counties will be opening on a two-hour delay. In some areas, safety concerns remain with large piles of snow blocking bus stops, sidewalks, and vehicle travel lanes, creating hazardous conditions. Meanwhile, parts of central Maryland could be dealing with some light snow beginning late tonight, but it should end before Wednesday morning's commute. And Baltimore faced dangerously cold temperatures Sunday night, but that didn't deter three individuals from attempting a car break-in in Federal Hill, says Fox News. Despite the freezing conditions, one of the suspects tried to pop a car door latch while two others acted as lookouts. After 3 minutes, the group was scared away by an unknown factor. And emergency repairs on two commercial runways led to a ground stop at BWI Airport on Monday. The FAA issued the ground stop around 4:30 p.m. so the airport's maintenance team could fix the pavement issues. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 693, the pick four, 6523. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long.
Well, the Ravens coaching staff coming into view as we speak. Offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver, and now four assistants have been officially announced as well. Mike Mickens is the new DB's coach. Dwayne Ledford will coach the O-line. Tyler Santucci will remain as inside linebacker coach. And Charlie Gellman has been announced as a game management coordinator slash defensive assistant. Now let's take a look at roster construction for a moment, starting with Lamar. A comment from Colin Cowherd, which gets to the crux of the matter.
So Lamar's cap hit next season, as of today, is 15 times higher than Bo Nix next year. I mean, you tell me, what are the rosters going to look like?
Well, Lamar's cap hit, subject to a renegotiated deal, is $74.5 million for next year. Bo Nix is $5 million. Even Drake May of the Patriots, who's now in the Super Bowl, is just $10 million. Remember what Eric DaCosta said when hiring Jesse Minter.
I think he does a lot with a little at times. I think he has a great feel for personnel.
Seems like he may have to do that in 2026. Elsewhere in the NFL, the league announcing they have opened an investigation into Giants owner Stephen Tisch and his ties to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. The NFL said yesterday they are aware that Tisch's name appears at least 440 times among the 3 million documents released. Tisch commented on the matter saying, quote, "We had a brief association where we exchanged emails about adult women. I did not take him up on any of his invitations. I never went to his island, and I deeply regret associating with him." And finally, let's head back to New Orleans. 13 years ago today, Ravens and Niners. Super Bowl 47. It basically came down to this. Niners trailing the Ravens 34-29, headed fourth and goal from the Ravens 5 with 1:49 left to play. Three times in a row, San Francisco targeted Michael Crabtree for the game-winning score, and three times the Ravens defense defended. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Calvert Hall grad making his mark in the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We've got some emails we can share with you, am680@WCBM.com, or text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Don't forget, Taste of the Union this Thursday night, 5 o'clock, Liberatore's in Timonium, one of my favorite Italian restaurants. It'll have the Italian buffet. And, of course, I'll be there along with my colleague Kim. Klasik, we have some surprises for you, special guests and speakers as well. Starts at 5. It's about a two-hour event where you get a chance to come out and eat some great food. And tickets are available, but only for another about day and a half or so, because it is starting to fill up fast. WCBM.com is where you go for your tickets. Governor Moore likes to say, leave no one behind. That's his slogan. Beyond the fact that I stand with the people, or he's all for transparency, and I will not sit down and sit this one out. I won't be quiet. We've heard all sorts of these. But again, his actions speak louder than his words, because I don't think he means one darn thing of what he says. Case in point, state records now, thanks to Gary Collins over at Spotlight on Maryland Fox 45. Internal state records show Maryland health officials identified worsening cases of senior trafficking tied to unlicensed assisted living homes, that they discussed enforcement strategies behind closed doors throughout 2023, and then abruptly stopped documenting action without conducting a sweeping crackdown on the operators that they themselves described as fraudsters. Spotlight of Maryland got more than 100 documents from the Maryland Department of Health's Office of Healthcare Quality through an open records request. The records arrived 67 days, more than double the 30-day disclosure as required under state law. They detail internal meetings, assessments, and unlimited communications addressing unlicensed assisted living facilities operating across Maryland. In one internal meeting summary, officials warned that the unlicensed assisted living industry was getting worse and referred to some operators as fraudsters. Other documents describe concerns about abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation of elderly residents, including the misuse of government benefits such as Social Security and food stamps, meaning they were taking advantage of seasoned citizens while they were supposed to be helping them. That is despicable and disgusting. And whether it's a 16-year-old that's left alone to commit suicide in a downtown hotel in the foster care system, or the fact that 144 children languished in the hospital for months, Governor Moore and his state agencies right now, because he's in charge, are leaving everyone behind. Everyone. Dr. Meg Sullivan, again, she's blowing smoke up Gary Collins' here when she talks about how much is an incredible priority based on his reporting.
So first, I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to spotlight this issue and allowing me to talk about it. I think what I can say is within Public Health Services, the Department of Health is the Office of Healthcare Quality. We know that this is an incredible priority for the department. When we receive information or a complaint about an unlicensed facility, it's something that we take very seriously. And we go out and investigate and make sure that we're taking appropriate action.
Yeah, well, appropriate action was not taken at all. And we'll hear from the governor's communications director in just a second, along with other delegates, both Republicans and how do you fix this? Well, the not-so-easy answer is you change leadership this fall. And you start electing more Republicans. Give them a shot to fix what's wrong. And if they don't do it, then you get somebody else. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Right, for heading towards the Bay Bridge, eastbound right at Sandy Point. There's some activity there on the left-hand side. Plenty of room to get by. Two lanes are getting by, but you'll see the state highway trucks there and some flashing lights as you're getting on to the span. Not a backup, not even a problem right now, but just a heads up for the activity in the left-hand lane. Westbound is still running okay, coming off the main span of the bridge. The traffic coming up eventually towards that traffic into the area around 50 at 404. Big wreck there. Multiple vehicles were involved. They hit the snowbank, which is completely frozen. They're blocking the right lane. A tractor trailer was involved. So that's still slow. Only a single lane getting by. The earlier backup here at I-97 southbound at Route 32 dissipating now. And that's going away early today. And the fact that there is a little cloud cover is helping out with that. There's a new fire call in the city. And always the first responders. Watch out for them. Lock Raven Boulevard at Gorsuch Avenue up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, upper 30s tonight, maybe a possibility of some snow, dusting, inch, half inch, somewhere around there. Lows in the 20s, so it's not going to amount really to all that much. But again, it could be make driving tomorrow morning a little bit interesting based on the fact the ground has been so cold and everything. So we'll keep you up to date on that throughout the day here on WCBM. Right now, cloudy, 21 in Baltimore City, 22 in Pasadena. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And America 250 is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality on this date in history. 1690, Massachusetts colony becomes the first to issue the first paper money in America. Yeah, fiat currency. Of course, it was then tied to coinage. As well, but not after we came off the gold standard back in the 70s. 1870, the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified. It decreed that the right to vote shall not be denied on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. 1913, the 16th Amendment, allowing the establishment of an income tax, became part of the U.S. Constitution after being ratified by Wyoming. Prior to that, the only income tax in the history of the country was during the Civil War, but that was eliminated because it was needed to pay for the war. That income tax was eliminated after the war was over. Not so fortunate with the 16th Amendment. 1917, the U.S. severed relations with Germany, following the former's announcing its intention of waging unrestricted submarine warfare the previous day. So on this day in 1924, Woodrow Wilson died in Washington, the age of 67. This is often referred to as the day the music died in 1959. Singers Buddy Holly, J.P., the Big Bopper Richardson, and Richie Valens, and their pilot Roger Peterson were all killed in a plane crash near Clear Lake, Iowa. And finally, it was on this day in 2004, someone tried to poison the U.S. Senate. Discovery of the lethal poison ricin in the mailroom of U.S. Senator Bill Frist, Republican of Tennessee, the Senate Majority Leader, forced the temporary closing of three Senate office buildings in Washington. Thank God no one was hurt or killed in that attack. And that's a look at America 250.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, 819, let's take a phone call here from Carol in Columbia. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Great stories this morning. I enjoyed every one of them. They're just wonderful. I wanted to comment, though, about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about leaving no child behind. When I was in third grade about 70 years ago, Dr. Jonas Salk's original polio vaccine was ready for use. Before that, it was a terrible fear every spring. Who, you know, where the outbreaks were going to occur, how many children were going to die.
Right.
And everybody thought, well, he'll patent it and then we can use it. It was his. He didn't do that. He gave the process and the formula away so that every child could have it and right. No child would be left behind.
That is an incredible act of, not selfish, just, think about the money that he could have made on that, but by giving it away, he made sure he saved lives. That's a great point. Carol, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Michael Friedman is with us now from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Once again, it's, slip and slide time with all the ice and snow out there. Good morning, Michael.
It is, and I hate to keep harping on it, but that's what we're talking about, and that's what we're getting calls on. One of the things I don't think we've mentioned is you have to remember in Maryland we are a contributory negligent state, meaning that if you are 1% contributing to the accident, you cannot recover. So that makes this defining who is at fault, if anybody is at fault in these ICE situations, even more difficult. As we've both discussed, in slip and fall situations, there has to be notice. Now, the city has notice. The state has notice. Everybody knows that there's ice and snow. So the question is, whose responsibility is it? Is it the state, cities to clear it? Is it our responsibility to watch where we're walking? People are walking in the middle of the streets. And what if they get run over while walking in the middle of the street because of the snowbanks? is that it's, are we contributing to our negligence, to the injury by walking in the street when that's the only place we can walk and we can see that there's ice? There are, bottom line, a whole bunch of issues that need to be addressed when you slip and fall on the ice, or when you have a car accident because of the ice, because of the snow, because there's only one lane, and it's really, really difficult. So what we've been doing is fielding the phone calls, and of course there's no charge, and we let the client tell us how the accident happened in their view, whether or not there was a police report, because so often in the last couple of weeks we haven't been able to get the police out because they're busy saving people or they just can't get there. So witnesses become very, very important. So if you're in an accident, whether it's a slip and fall, whether it's an auto accident, check around, get witnesses, get their names and address, get them on video, get them on camera in case they disappear, get their names and address, because they are important if the cops are not going to come. And then call us before you talk to certainly the other insurance company, if there's another insurance company involved, because it's very nuanced. The way you describe how it happens can be the difference between being contributory negligent and not. So call us at 410-363-6848. We are there. We are open. We're working. We're staffed. And we're rolling. And we're busy, but not too busy to handle you guys. So give us a call, and we'll take care of you. All right. Hopefully next week, you know, we can talk about the Super Bowl. We can talk about baseball coming up. We can talk about stuff that's good.
Yeah, we need to. Absolutely. This cold has been brutal. All right, thanks, Michael. Appreciate that. Stay well. Be safe. That's the law officer, Michael A. Freeman. MAFlaw.com is the website. 823 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, both the Harbor Tunnels still busy southbound, but with the lanes open. And then once you come down through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 95 is running without any big problems. Southbound, the Sky Ramp again today. We don't know why. Yesterday we had problems on Conway Street between the interchange at 395 and Light Street around the Inner Harbor. And we don't know if that's the same situation again today or not. But the Sky Ramp is packed up again today. It looks like the traffic coming up towards the light at Conway Street is having a problem once again. So your option, you have an option or so, you can take the ramp to Key Highway, Macomb Street. Key Highway brings you around Federal Hill and will take you right into downtown at the Inner Harbor. You could split that up and save yourself some time, or the Russell Street ramp and come up past the casino and Camden Yards. Beltway, yeah, still slow for the most part. Parkville side, the Interloop to Green Springs, 795 to Frederick Road. Down the west side, JFX has cleared out and is doing much better, moving south through the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, upper 30s. Maybe some snow tonight, not much accumulation. The dusting is what they're saying, half inch to an inch, maybe. Of course, maybe it'll get cold again by the end of the week. Cloudy 23 in Glen Burnie and 22 in the city. 825, we're talking about Gary Collins' Spotlight on Maryland report on leaving seasoned citizens behind by the governor and his state agencies, the Office of Healthcare Quality with the Department of Health. And just, this seems to be a disturbing, ongoing, regular pattern that he says there's no one to be left behind, but he's left a trail of human debris. To me, this is some of the most unempathetic, uncaring, bureaucratic boondoggles that I've ever seen and have ever covered. His communications director, David Turner, along with Dr. Meg Sullivan, blowing smoke with Gary Collins when he first approached them with this story.
When did the governor become aware that unlicensed assisted living facilities were operated in the state of Maryland?
I think that is something that has been sub below the radar. And frankly, to be honest, your reporting has elevated it. And I think it's an important issue. And I give you credit for identifying this issue and lifting it up.
Yeah, your reporting has elevated it. Okay. We now have hundreds of internal documents saying that they knew even before Gary Collins. With all due respect, Gary's done a great job on this particular package. Now he's gone back to find out. Oh, boy. Fool me once. Okay. Then he approached Delegate Mark Fisher the results of his investigation.
Public documents and records show that this is something that actually the government knew for quite some time. Why the disparity?
I think because the governor isn't governing. He's running for president. I mean, he's really asleep at the wheel.
Bingo. Again, we've seen this before with Lockdown Larry, with Martin O'Malley, and now with their focus is not on Maryland and Marylanders. They're focused on higher office. Okay, that's why we need a governor, be it Dan Cox, be it Ed Hale, be it whoever, John Myrick, et al., that's focused strictly on Maryland. A couple of Democrats weighed in on what is happening right under their watch, on their watch, under their eyes.
A recent public records that we received show that the Department of Health initially started to engage in enforcement back in 2023 and then pretty much stopped. What's your reaction to that, and what do you plan to do?
And again, it's very upsetting, disappointing. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that, like, this, when you hear about these things, it's heartbreaking because, again, nobody, like foster kids, nobody ever thinks about them until an incident happens. So, yeah, it's very heartbreaking, and I don't know if it's manpower or lack of oversight, but either way, we're going to get to the bottom of that.
The Office of Healthcare Quality has a big mandate. It is a big job to make sure that everything is going the way it's supposed to be in our healthcare system.
Yeah, that, of course, the Democrat C.T. Wilson of Charles County and Democrat Teresa Warman of Montgomery County. And Delegate Fisher was asked what to do with the Office of Healthcare Quality.
The Office of Healthcare Quality, in your opinion, is it actually being managed and led correctly?
Yeah, of course not. The Office of Healthcare Quality is doing whatever the governor tells them to do, which is to not investigate anything until after the election.
Yeah. And so I think, and I would agree with Delegate Fisher, it is time for a full-scale forensic investigation into the Department of Health and the Office of Healthcare Quality specifically.
We have potentially seniors who have their SNAP benefits ripped off. We have their Social Security money ripped off. And we have unlicensed centers that are not even taking care of these seniors, because I think they know that there's an enormous amount of fraud going on at every level in this government in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, and we've seen this. This is just not one agency. It was the State Highway Administration. It was social services, foster care, senior care, you name it. The fact that the bridge is... It's a mess, folks. It really is. This administration, this is, Maryland's become a stepping stone for governors, not people actually who want to govern and do the job. That can all change this November, but you're going to have to want to change it. And that's the key. Town Appliance, great place to shop for your appliance, whether it's a single appliance or whether you're thinking about changing up or upgrading your kitchen. Whatever it is, Town Appliance has 70 different brands on display right now for you to see. They're expanding the showroom. Just go by and check them out. Mayor and Mayor, two mayors that run Town Appliance. They're wonderful to work with. Five-star customer service, competitive pricing. And when they say they want you as a customer for life, they mean it, folks. So you got to see the showroom to appreciate it. And, again, competitive pricing is there as well. So give them a visit at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Several Baltimore-area school systems will again operate on a delay due to icy conditions. Schools in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, and Howard counties will be opening on a two-hour delay. In some areas, safety concerns remain with large piles of snow blocking bus stops, sidewalks, and vehicle travel lanes, creating hazardous conditions. Meanwhile, parts of central Maryland could be dealing with some light snow, beginning light tonight, but it should end before Wednesday's morning commute. And Maryland's House of Delegates has approved a new congressional map. The map approved by the Redistricting Advisory Commission last month includes the expansion of the 1st District from the Eastern Shore into Anne Arundel and Howard counties. Andy Harris, Maryland's only Republican in Congress, represents the 1st District. House delegates debated the redistricting measure for several hours before passing it on a 99-73 vote. The measure now heads to the state Senate, where its passage is in doubt. In addition to Republicans, some Democrats, including Senate President Bill Ferguson, have also spoken out against mid-cycle redistricting. And Fox 45 reports that despite public school funding increasing by billions of dollars in recent years, Maryland's benchmark high school graduation rate has barely moved. For another year, it appears student outcomes have not kept up with funding increases. When it comes to public education, Marylanders often hear a similar message of investment from public officials. The right increased investment with the right accountability will make the difference, said State Senate President Bill Ferguson in April of 2025. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some slowing on 83 southbound from a wreck that was pretty much on the shoulder near Pedonia Road. It didn't back up Warren Road, but it's a little bit slow right there at Pedonia Road. And then gets better after Timonium Road down to the Beltway. Vehicle apparently ran off the roadway, hit a little bit of ice. Glen Arm Road at Cromwell Bridge Road, Baltimore County, is there. So you may come around that area and run right up on that accident scene with some ice on the roadway. The Beltway, still slow. Most areas, both the tunnels southbound, are still backed up. And this sky ramp is extremely slow from northbound 95 coming into Camden Yards and towards the convention center. It is crawling again today. Not sure why they don't turn the camera north so we can see what's going on. But there are two options. Russell Street off of 95 to the casino coming in that way, or Key Highway around towards Federal Hill to also get into the downtown area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy today with high temperatures finally back above freezing and in the upper 30s. We are tracking our next weather maker tonight, so some light snow expected late tonight through early Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Kudos and congrats to Calvert Hall and Towson University grad Brian Duker, named yesterday as the defensive coordinator for the New York Jets. Duker comes to New York after being the pass game coordinator and secondary coach of the Dolphins for the past 2 years. He previously was with the Ravens as an assistant analyst from 2008 through 2020. Duker joins fellow Tiger Grant Udinski as NFL coordinators. Udinski on the offensive side of the ball with the Jacksonville Jaguars. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps trying to build off that huge comeback win Saturday against Carolina.
Ethan Frank feeds. Sandin, great look. One more pass. He carries in. Good things happen to good people.
And Joe B had the call on Monumental. Nick Dowd is good people, pushing it off the post and in, giving the Caps a 2-goal cushion midway through the third on their way to a 4-1 win last night over the Islanders in D.C. Are alarm bells going off in College Park as it relates to college basketball? With an ironclad 5-year contract fully guaranteed, Buzz Williams isn't going anywhere. But comments like these surely don't inspire confidence.
We were not competitive from start to finish at Michigan State, in my opinion, on either side of the ball. I felt that way more after Michigan State from start to finish than I had any other game.
And then they lost by 30 to Purdue. The hire was puzzling in the first place. Save for one season more than a decade ago at Marquette, his resume included almost no true accomplishments. And while it is true that Williams had a late start in building a roster, his successor at Texas A&M, former Samford coach Bucky McMillan, had an even later start. And he's brought even fewer players from the previous team with him. McMillan built a roster at Texas A&M that currently sits at 17-4 overall, and they're 7-1 in the SEC. Happy birthday today to two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. The scrambling man from Alabama, Fran Tarkenton, turns 86 today. He was actually from Richmond, Virginia. Two-time Super Bowl champion Bob Greasy turns 81 today. And former Oriole, Red Sox, and Angels outfielder Freddie Lynn is 74. On this day in sports history, we'll take you back 150 years ago to the day. February 3rd, 1876, a guy by the name of Albert Spaulding invested $800 of his hard-earned money to start a sporting goods company. Spaulding's company would go on to manufacture the first official baseball, football, and basketball. And finally, our final highlight from Super Bowl 47, Ravens beating the Niners 13 years ago today after punter Sam Cook took a safety with 11 seconds to play. The Ravens had a free kick to accomplish, leading 34-31. Here's the comment from Joe Flacco on the sideline that will live forever.
He starts to break it. Go tackle him.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, what else the Buck can do? I don't know. I mean, they might be able to give him a touchdown on that, but I don't know. Hey, if he breaks it, if he busts this for some reason, tackle him. Go tackle him. I don't know what the rule is on that, but I will. I'm going to.
There was no need to do that. 34-31 was the final. Time now is 8:37. When we return, what is the rule if someone does that?
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
So do you know what the rule is if someone comes off the sideline and tackles a guy as they're on the way to the touchdown?
I would. This is the Woody Hayes incident? Are you talking about that?
No. The Woody Hayes is when he punched the guy.
He punched the guy.
But let's say a guy's returning a kick like Jacoby Jones did against the Steelers. Right. Remember when Mike Tomlin came on the field?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the rule if you actually tackle a guy as he's going in for a touchdown?
Automatic touchdown.
Well, it's a 15-yard penalty. It's unsportsmanlike conduct. You're ejected. And if the referee determines that indeed the guy was going to score a touchdown, then it is an automatic touchdown.
Okay. Yeah.
So if Flacco had done that, okay.
Hey, Joe Flacco's at the Pro Bowl.
Can you believe it? Like, how is it even possible?
In what world does Shedeur Sanders and Joe Flacco make it to the Pro Bowl?
I'll tell you what world it. Okay, do you want to know what world
yes.
it is?
What world
it's
is
in
it?
Flag football world.
Oh, okay.
That's the world.
That's
that
the
it
only
lives
world.
In.
What's next? Powder puff?
I guess so.
Okay.
You know, there's only one thing worse than flag football. And that is Joe Flacco and Shedeur Sanders going to the flag football Pro Bowl because of the seasons that they had.
When you were a kid, did you play electric football?
Of course.
Remember the guys on the field would vibrate. They had a little paper wad of a football.
Right.
That'll be it next year. They'll have the players will pose on electric platforms and they'll just be moved around the field.
Why don't they do that? That would be unbelievable.
I would think that would be better than flag football.
Why doesn't Mattel? Like, sponsor that, or something, you know, what, or Hasbro, one of those companies, right?
Crazy.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Are you complaining and wondering why your BGE bill is so high? Well, we have some answers for you. We have some answers for you in this segment. And number one, recently at a hearing in Annapolis, the Public Service Commission, they couldn't really come to an agreement. It wasn't a uniform agreement. There were several causes as to why your bill is so high.
The supply is the major cost driver right now.
I would disagree with that.
It's the energy delivery cost, that third part, transmission and distribution, that's been increasing disproportionately of late.
Yeah. All right, so it's the supply, it's the delivery cost, it's all of the above, and ratepayers are left to ask this burning question.
How can they charge me more for delivery than what I used?
Now, remember we had a caller last week that called up and said he was getting charged more for delivery than actually the amount of energy he was using. And we come to find out that has to do with gas. And here is BGE spokesman Nick Alexopoulos on why.
We have an obligation to serve our gas customers and our electric customers safely and reliably. And our gas system is the oldest in the country. And we are working diligently to upgrade it and modernize it so that our customers are not served by brittle, crumbling pipes that are at a higher risk of leaking or breaking.
All right, so it's the infrastructure, okay? The pipes are bad. The pipes need to be replaced. But the question is, how long does this go on? Office of People's Counsel David Lapp was questioning that it's all about the infrastructure.
Utilities have this incentive to spend faster, spend more, and we're not saying our position is not that they should stop spending anything or doing any infrastructure work. Of course we need infrastructure work, but we should only do what's necessary.
Can BGE defer any of these projects for later? Or are all of them as critical as you say they are?
All of the work we do is necessary. All of the work we do is necessary.
And but necessary and critical are different. Necessary, yes, meaning meaning it needs to happen now.
All of the work we're doing is necessary and critical, especially the work to remove the riskiest assets off of our gas system. And again, there's not an authoritative body on planet Earth who would disagree with that. There are activists who would disagree with that, but those activists are not engineers, and they're not responsible or accountable for the consequences of the ruinous policies that they're promulgating.
Given what the Public Service Commission has recently approved when it comes to BGE funding, given the affordability crisis, moving forward, does BGE plan to make any changes in its infrastructure spending?
So that's a great question. So as I've said, we are always, always, always balancing affordability with the need to make sure the system is safe and reliable. Always.
But will BGE continue spending at the rate that it is moving forward?
Well, looking in the future, here's the thing. I can't say that because that is dependent on commission decisions. We could go to the commission and ask for more or less of the average spending, and ultimately it's going to be up to them to approve a revenue.
Yeah, you're really caught between how do we keep the, because we're talking about natural gas here, and you got to make sure there are no leaks. So there's a safety component. I get that. But again, it just seems like all of a sudden, these delivery charges have really just skyrocketed. And that's what's making and the electric is bad, but gas is even worse. So we'll get into what message they have for ratepayers coming up in just a second. And then the difference between the parties' approach to energy here as well. It's 8:43 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the man's full of gas or hot air. No, wait a minute. Just traffic information.
Yes. Hot air and snow creek.
Yeah, I wonder how that snowcrete affects solar panels and dishes.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, you know, here's a classic case right here. Second wreck this morning at 50 and 404. And this wall, I'm looking at, there's a police car sitting here in the right lane. It's 50 westbound and still blocking the right lane with multiple vehicles involved. And this whole side of this right lane and the shoulder is a snow wall right there. And you know, just looking at this thing, they hit this. It didn't even budge. It tore the front end off both of these cars, and then a tractor trailer hit it. It didn't even move. So they're still there in the right lane. If you're coming up from Easton, you're trying to get up to 404. It's a single lane getting by. Not a big backup, but it's more of an inconvenience as you go through there. And then really nothing major towards the Bay Bridge. Beltway, yep, still slow. Parkville side through Green Spring. And on the west side, that sky ramp. And again, we don't know why. It really aggravates me when we don't know why that this ramp is backed up again today. We had problems yesterday on Conway Street right there at the convention center. But we don't know why, and the geniuses who control the camera just continue to look at the sky ramp backed up, and I guess they figure, I don't know why it's backed up.
That's the geniuses. You're winning a lot of friends.
I don't give a damn. If I was sitting in that building and that ramp was backed up, I'd have to say, let me turn this up to the convention center, see what the hell's going on. But that's just me, you know.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Chuck.
That's enough. I'll give it back to you.
All right.
Now.
Appreciate that. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today. Highs in the upper 30s. We're expecting some snow, which could complicate morning rush hour. Just a dusting, half inch to an inch, maybe, overnight into tomorrow morning. But that should be it until the next event, maybe Friday. Let's see. 25 and cloudy in Reisterstown. And it is 29 and cloudy in Ocean City. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some.
just an amazing story. When I first saw it and read it, I couldn't believe it, but it is true. We verified it. A 13-year-old boy in Australia is being hailed a hero after making a superhuman swim to save his family. He was in a kayak, and his mom and two siblings were on paddle boards. The wind blew them out to sea last Friday. He tried paddling back to the beach to get help, but his kayak took on water and sunk. So, he swam for 4 hours, 2.5 miles, to rescue his family. And thanks to Austin, thanks to him, they're all fine and okay.
I just said, all right, not today, not today, not today. I have to keep on going.
4 hours he swam, 2.5 miles to save his family. That is, somebody's got to make a movie about that one. That is just off the charts incredible. Jessica Babb, great piece she did for Fox 45 on this BGE affordability crisis. She asked the BGE spokesman, what message does he have for ratepayers and their bills?
Obviously, supply costs aside, for customers, you know, continuing to look at their bills, already struggling because these bills are unaffordable, worried that their distribution rates are only going to continue going up and up and up year after year, what do you want to tell them?
So that when you're facing increased costs of so many things, the last thing you want is the prospect of another cost going up more.
But when do the rate increases stop? When did these distribution prices come down?
Well, you always have to maintain the systems. You can't just stop. You can't operate in a run-to-failure situation. It's not possible.
And therein lies the problem, that we are having an energy crisis and an affordability crisis here in the state of Maryland. And what are they doing? They're passing bills that Marylanders don't want, like redistricting, like the elimination of 287G, like unmasking ICE agents, etc. It's just incredible. Let's go to the phones. Bob's in Baltimore City. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Initially, the Baltimore Gas and Electric was not doing the work themselves. They were hiring outside contractors to put the gas pipes in the ground. A number of these contractors were doing work wrong. They were not putting the pipes at a below the frost line, and they did cover them up. They said that they had done the job correctly, which it turned out was totally wrong. And Baltimore Gas Electric Company had to come back and pull up the new pipes that had been put in the ground and replace them, putting them down at the correct level. This is a double cost to the people of Maryland, and they're doing it the right way now, as I understand.
Yeah. But now, are we sure that we got hit with this, or did they eat the loss on this?
I don't know if we did or not, but I guarantee if they could put it on us, they did.
Yeah, well, look.
This is what I'm just as typical of the way things go. You know, they just pass the dollar down to us to pay.
Yeah. Well, right now we're seeing delivery charges double and triple in some cases. Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Greg in Jarrettsville. Greg, good morning.
It's Mike.
Mike, go ahead, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm fine,
you know,
thanks.
There's a hidden cost on your BGE bill. It's $45 to every Marylander. So if you took your house off grid, you would still receive a bill from BGE for $45. It's called an infrastructure fee.
Okay.
Okay. The state passed that 3 or 4 years ago. They gave it to them. Now, what are they doing with the money? Being that their system is so old, they came to the state of Maryland and asked for that $45 to fix the infrastructure. They haven't done it. Now they're going to come back to the state of Maryland and ask for more?
Well, that's a great point. Someone's going to, if that fee was put in for infrastructure purposes, is it not enough? Do they need more, or what do they do with the $45? Did it go to the bottom line? They're all great questions, Greg. Thanks for bringing that up here this morning. Appreciate that. 850, and I want to remind you that our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi.
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DoCO's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoco.com.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
I still come how both parties have a completely diametrically opposed approach to resolving the energy crisis, and that's the reason I think why it has become so expensive to heat and cool our homes and to run electric and use gas in the state of Maryland. 8:53, traffic weather on the three's last report of the day, and it goes to Lugnuts Johnson.
The west side outer loop still pretty solid yet. 795 down through Frederick Road, and then actually after that it gets much better heading down through that area. The inner loop at Greenspring, still some heavy traffic there, and it looks like the Parkville side, last time we looked, I'm going over there right now, the outer loop is still busy between Hartford Road and Providence Road through there, but it's moving. JFX had cleared out both the tunnels, still carrying the heavy traffic southbound, and if you're coming into the city from the southwest side, 95 is slow right up around the bridge at Washington Boulevard and Caton Avenue. Part of the problem is the sky ramp is still backed up. The exit ramp that takes you to 395 towards Camden Yards. Again, we don't know why, but there had been some problems yesterday up around Conway Street, backed up again today. You can take the Russell Street ramp, come in through Russell Street. You can take the Key Highway ramp and use Key Highway around through Federal Hill to get around some of that backup on 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, upper 30s, and then some more of that white frozen stuff tonight. Just an inch, half inch, inch, somewhere in there, dusting, as they say. I understand Middle River going to get a lot more, but I'm just kidding. It's cloudy in 24 in the city. It's 25 in Glen Burnie. As you can hear, Kim is in studio. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. We got the big event, Taste of the Union, coming up Thursday night.
I'm excited. Are you?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I'm glad the weather's going to be great, too. Yeah. So hopefully everybody can come out. But I'm looking forward to it. I got a couple emails from people that I've never met. And, of course, they're going to come out and say hi. And I tell people all the time, it's good to meet you just because when you call in or text in, I could put a face with, you know, the message. So hopefully everybody shows up. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, don't forget, tickets are available still about a day or so left on the tickets. So WCBM.com is where you get your tickets today.
Yep, and we got a lot coming up today. We've got three guests on the show today,
wow.
Sean. I know. Joy Vila, pop star, reached out to me yesterday, and she said, hey, if you want to know more about what happened at the Grammys, I can tell you. She was on the red carpet, and she usually goes in with, like, a MAGA dress or something like that.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she is. This time around, her dress said, Scientology kills. Yes. And so, of course, she wants to weigh in on Bad Bunny and Billie Eilish. So we'll talk to her around 11 o'clock. Also, we've got Craig McGraw. He's joining us. He is the president and marketing manager at Trans-American Trucking. We're going to find out what's going on at the Baltimore port. As we know, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, right. Some of it's still sitting in the water, Sean.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how that's affecting our port.
20, 30, and $5 billion total cost. So
yeah.
It's been moved back and much more expensive.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to talk to the trucking industry today and find out how they're dealing with everything. And then also Kendrick Scribner. He does work all over the globe. I met him, I guess that was 2 weeks ago, at the Diplomat event on Capitol Hill with Pastor Mark Burns, the spiritual advisor for President Trump. So he's going to talk to us about what he does in Nigeria and how that relates to what he does in Baltimore City Schools.
Wow.
So very interesting day today. Of course, we're going to talk about the fact that the redistricting map did pass through the House and some of Governor Wes Moore's comments on that.
Yeah, and the Baltimore County Council, too.
Yeah, that's right. Right, that's right. Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy here.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's like they just, I guess this is job security for me, Sean.
All right, Kim, we stay tuned. 9 o'clock right after the news. So, again, the BGE bills, we've been discussing those. And, look, there are different approaches from both parties. And, of course, Brian Chisholm has a great piece today, commentary in your Baltimore Sun, why your BGE bill keeps rising. I would recommend you read it and share it, because it basically, he says, why is this getting so expensive? He says the answer isn't the weather. It isn't increased usage. It certainly isn't accidental. It's policy. For years, politicians in Annapolis have quietly layered mandates, fees, carbon programs, and market distortions onto Maryland's energy system. Every one of these decisions now shows up on your BGE bill. And let's be honest, there's supply and transmission. That, of course, that's an issue. Delivery's an issue. There's Empower Maryland, that state-mandated surcharge buried in every bill. Whether you use the program or not, you pay for it. It functions as a hidden energy tax. And then there's REGI. That's the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which Maryland participates in. This multi-state carbon credit scheme that forces power plants to buy emissions allowances. And what's worse, the governor diverted more than $300 million from REGI this year to help balance the state budget and plans to do it again. And that means Annapolis now using energy bills as a backdoor revenue stream to prop up state spending. Meanwhile, everybody's there's the Climate Solutions Now Act of 2022, and on and on. There's the shutting down of power plants. So, again, they have some nice solutions in his piece today, and they're not radical. They're just, it would help. But it's going to fall on deaf ears. And just a week ago, I remember reading Calvin Ball, the Howard County executive. He put out why the reason we're having this energy crisis. I shake my head. His solution was balcony solar panels to put on in your home. Solar does not power. You would have to have a whole roof full of solar panels just to meet the needs of maybe most of your home. I don't even know the transmission and the currency rate of how much it takes to power your whole home. But I've seen some homes that have literally 50 solar panels on top of the roof. And maybe that's what it would take. But these are little balcony versions of solar panels, I guess. So that would help alleviate some of the problem. Solar doesn't cut it. Not yet, anyway. Wind doesn't cut it. And again, as I've said, cold fusion, I would look at that in the future. Nuclear, and let's stay on fossil fuels as long as we have to until we come up with something better. And we don't have something better right now. All we know is we're paying out the wazoo for this energy. And still nobody's come up with any acceptable solutions. All right, stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Pat Dyer, he's a Republican running for Baltimore County Executive. He's going to be our guest tomorrow on the show, so stay tuned for that. And we'll see you tomorrow starting at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.